Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, you are not going to hear us playing a theme song from Team America. America, oh yeah. Or I'm proud to be an American, or at least I know I'm free to have the TSA stick their hands down my pants and the foreign private Federal Reserve steal every dime I've got. No, I'm not a sunshine patriot. I'm not somebody who is skin deep when it comes to loving liberty and freedom and the republic. I understand that the globalists that dress in our own garb and speak in our dialect are the traitors within. As Cicero said, the traitor is the plague because he doesn't come openly with his banner unfurled. And that's what's happening here. The globalists have created Al-Qaeda on record. They have launched Al-Qaeda attacks all over the world or carried out attacks and blamed it on their assets. And now, because Obama's approval rating is plunging, the dollar is plunging, the support for the wars is flagging, they have rolled literally out of the deep freeze Osama bin Laden, who they claim they killed 9 other times, but this is the big announcement. They have rolled him out of the deep freeze and claim that they killed him in the middle of a populated area in Pakistan. And now the talk is, we got to hit them Pakistan people. They're the ones, I reckon, that done it. And after we kill them Pakistani people, then we'll get us some biscuits and mustard. So, if you haven't seen Sling Blade, folks, you don't get it. It has been completely cartoonish, listening to talk radio, even good old boys calling in going, I never liked Obama, but I'm walking a little taller, a little brighter today. I think he did a great job, and you'd hear the talk show host almost crying. Some local ones, I was flipping through going, I know, I just wish I could have been there to pull the trigger. And, you know, Obama ain't that bad now. He don't like Bin Laden, no, neither. I mean, and I heard grown men's voices cracking. I'm so proud of our military right now. I mean, look, it's fun to be conned. But if you like the globalists manipulating you and you enjoy it, then, hey, that's the way it is. I got a bridge I'll sell you. It's called the Baltimore Bridge. I own it. It's only $5. And I've got some oceanfront property in Arizona. And from my front porch, you can see the sea. And if you'll buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. Yeah, if you'll buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. You see, I live in the real world. And I don't just live in the real world. I got proof I live in it. Because it's not going to be illusion and delusion that saves this republic. It's going to be the cold, hard facts. Just so happens, did everybody forget? I interviewed Henry Kissinger's right-hand man from the State Department in 2002. He writes books with Tom Clancy now. His name's Steve Pachinik. And he worked with Osama bin Laden. And he said on this show he was dead and they had him on ice. And then after he did that interview, he called me up and said, please take it down. I'm getting so much heat from the CFR. They all know it, and that's the scuttlebutt in Washington. But I said, I'm sorry, sir. It's already public. Now, that was back in April of 2002, 9 years ago, 9-plus years ago, 9 years and a month and change. But I didn't stop there. What did Pachinik say? They had him on ice, and we're going to roll him out at the opportune moment. Then I got two other White House sources. Just so happens that most of Bush's people came from Texas, right here in Austin. He'd been governor here. And turns out when you go to cocktail parties, people get drunk. Not once, but twice. They told me the exact same thing. And then Madeleine Albright said it on Fox News. Oh, we forget about that? And then, well, other people in government came out. Oh, it's staged.
He's T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, the servers at Infowars.com don't have smoke coming out of them. They're on fire right now as a million people try to visit Infowars.com in the last 2 hours alone. And I want to commend the IT team. The site is slow, but it's handling the biggest influx. I thought a million people visiting a day sometimes was big. This is millions in the last hour. Infowars.com, knock on wood, is still up. The auxiliary information warfare platform, PrisonPlanet.com, is doing very well. Also under record traffic itself in just the last few hours. Over 300,000 viewers readers there. Obviously, people are very interested in getting my take, my position on the bin Laden assassination hoax. And it is a hoax, just like when Clinton got caught with Monica Lewinsky lying, and they said, that's it, he's got to step down today. He cruise-missiled a aspirin factory in Africa. Or when they wanted to attack Vietnam, they staged attacks on the ships and lied for 40 years about it, declassifying it in 2004. The conspiracy theorists were 100% right. We were not conspiracy theorists. It was in the San Diego Herald Tribune in 1964, 6 months later when the ship got back and senior officers said it was a lie. But see, then it becomes a rumor that folks read that. People don't go check the microfilm. We did. It was staged. So we were right in 2004 when they declassified it. Don't forget Operation Northwoods, where they went to Kennedy and said, we want to bomb D.C., bomb Miami, attack U.S. military bases, and basically have war with the Cubans and then the Soviets. And he said, you people are crazy. You're all fired. And they said, no, you die. And you saw what happened, that public execution. And everybody says, wow, we saw the men up there shooting behind the knoll. They're like, oh, how about 100 of you plus die in the next week? Oh, your mommy saw the men back there? Oh, the guy at the train switching station saw the guys in the back of the green truck firing through the knoll? Well, how about he dies? See, they wanted everybody to know they'd killed Kennedy in government. That's why they publicly executed him. They could have poisoned him. They had their people all over him at the White House. The Secret Service was involved. They wanted those that could think to know and the rest of the idiot public to buy into whatever they were told. Well, see, not me. Not me, okay? I'm not born to be conned and an idiot for the criminal elements that have taken our country over. Now, instead of me giving you my view and telling you what I think May 2nd, 2011, you notice he was killed on the same day Hitler died, May Day. You know, May Day isn't just a communist holiday. The Illuminati was founded in 1776 in Ingolstadt University on May Day. And if you actually go to the encyclopedia, May Day is an ancient high holy day of the Druids. You notice that on the same day that Hitler married Eva Braun in the bunker, 3 days before he committed suicide, is the day that the royals got married. Oh, they're all into this stuff big time. And I remember telling the crew Sunday, on the Sunday show last night, I said, something big's going to happen today. It's May Day. They always love to do something big. I don't know what it's going to be. Then I got home at about 10 o'clock, and the phones were ringing. And my wife ran in, and we stayed up most of the night getting the reports out at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But, you know, why should I tell you what I think is happening in hindsight? That's too easy. How about we see what Alex Jones said not a year ago, not 5 years ago, 9 years ago and a month. The full transcripts, we're digging around through the MP3s, we're going to find them, are all up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I brought you the adjunct of Henry Kissinger when he was Secretary of State, Stephen R. Stephen R. Pechenik, P-I-E-C-Z-E-N-I-K, in April 2002, over 9 years ago, Council on Foreign Relations member, high level, Stephen R. Pechenik, who served as Deputy Assistant Secretary of State under Henry Kissinger, Cyrus Vance, and James Baker, top kingmakers, told the Alex Jones Show that bin Laden had already been dead for months. He went on to say, you can read the whole transcript, Pachinik would be in a position to know such information, having worked directly with bin Laden when the U.S. was funding and arming the terror leader in an attempt to drive the Soviets out of Afghanistan in the late 70s and early 80s. Yeah, it started in 79. Charlie Wilson's war is a lie. It didn't start in 83. A documented historical fact that talking heads and the corporate media are actually denying today in light of developments. I worked with Osama bin Laden in 78, 81, Pachinik told Jones, adding that he later turned terrorist hunter during subsequent administrations. I found out through my sources that he had kidney disease. By the way, after he reported all this, CBS News did, about him being at the American hospital. I found out through my sources he had kidney disease, and as a physician, I knew that he had to have two dialysis machines, and he was dying, Pachinik told Jones during the April 24, 2002 interview. And you could see those in the films whose made-up photos, I'm reading from Pachinik, they were sending us out of nowhere. I mean, suddenly, we would see a video of bin Laden today, and then out of nowhere, they said, oh, it was sent to us anonymously, meaning that someone in the government, our government, was trying to keep up morale on our side and say, oh, we still have to chase this guy when, in fact, he's been dead for months, added Pachinik. He went on to say that he was basically on ice and would be rolled out at a politically expedient time. Quote, on ice, and he would be brought out at, quote, a politically expedient time. Then, in 2003, a high-level White House source told me in Austin, you notice, folks, we have high-level sources like General Hamid Ghul, former head of Pakistani intelligence, who led these forces, is going to be joining us in about 30 minutes. You know, notice we were sent the internal FBI, MIAC, and Homeland Security reports. And for a week, people didn't believe it. Even Ron Paul's office was calling me and going, Alex, you really got this from federal marshals. You really got this other document from state police. I'm like, call the phone number. It's on there. Yes. And later, the government said, yes, it's our memos. Yes, we defend it. Folks, you got to learn that we've got the sources, because people who are whistleblowers know we've got the courage to run with it after we check it out and to not whitewash their main intent. I won't try to get a hold of Pachinik, by the way. Pachinik, in fact, let's check and see if he's alive. I'm sure he is, but I haven't even done that yet because this is all moving fast. Pachinik called me about a month after the interview. He said, I'm getting incredible heat from the CFR, from government. It's well known in those circles. He's buds with Tom Clancy, who wrote about a plane being flown, a passenger jet in the World Trade Center a year before. Point is, he said, I'm getting a lot of heat. Please take down the transcript. And I said, I'm sorry, I can't do that, Steve. It's already public. Now, I say I have two other White House sources. One of them I talked to. The other was through a well-known associate, someone I've known most of my life, who was at another high-powered event associated with a school. That's all I'm going to say. And at that event, this government official, a separate one, was bragging. See, this is not a secret. That's why you've seen the guy that they made the movie Syriana about, the CIA agent Bear, coming out saying he was dead a long time ago, kidney failure. That's why you got CBS News reporting it years ago. That's why you've got Madeleine Albright. Madeleine Albright, here's the WorldNet Daily. I'm still trying to find the video. We have video of her talking about it on C-SPAN, but not the actual Fox. WorldNet Daily, December 17, 2003. It was on December 16th. She was on Fox News. Albright thinks Bush hiding bin Laden. Tells Fox News, Kondracki, she suspects political dirty tricks. She went on to say, he's frozen, they've got him, they're going to roll him out. That's former Secretary of State. I've got the former Deputy Secretary of State from another administration, Kissinger, a big Republican insider, saying the same thing on my show. And see, I've never revealed this. In fact, maybe I shouldn't reveal this. He did threaten me, his lawyer threatened me, and I said, let's dance. But I could only talk about what was seen in public. In 2003, Lionel Chetwin, who made a movie about Bush being a hero in 9/11, I was flown out to be on Conspiracy Zone with Kevin Nealon. And I'm in the big, off the big set. We've all got our own dressing rooms, but right off the set while we're waiting with other guests is a bathroom, you know, big bathroom. Nobody's in there. I go to the urinal. I'm washing my hands. Lionel Chetwin walks over. and he says, you're Alex Jones. We're going to effing get you. And I bowed up to him, and I said, you think I do what I do, and I don't think you guys are gangsters? And then he said something else, but then I would only, because of his threats afterwards, talk about what was witnessed, because I was smart. They had the young women, you know, who lead the guests around waiting outside with their clipboards. And as we're walking out, he's still saying things. And I go, Chetwin just threatened me because I wanted it on record. And he went, I was just joking. And when Chetwin and his lawyer called me, I said, I got witnesses. We'll go ahead and sue me. We will subpoena those women. Well, Chetwin said something else to me in that bathroom. You could probably guess what it was. You know what they were mad about? That Pachinik interview sent shockwaves through them. Because this is one of their ultimate, I'm getting chills right now, one of their ultimate propaganda weapons was this Bin Laden super ace in the hole to roll it out at the key point. You can pull up the Conspiracy Zone episode. It's on YouTube with me getting in. You wonder why I dominate him and get in his face and he's cowering and I'm pointing at him in his chest because he just threatened me in the bathroom. I'm sorry, folks. It's not that I got courage. When you threaten me, I tend to run at you. It's fight or flight. Well, you know what? I'm too lazy to run. You got it? Only time I got energy is when I'm fighting. I'm like a bull you got cornered. I'm not looking for trouble, but I got to defend my family. Ladies and gentlemen, whoa, we have this entire system, and they knew, and they were going to use it in 04, as Albright said, but they couldn't use it because of Pachinik and others, and that's why they were so mad. So they waited. They kept it on ice, literally. Now they roll it out. This is unbelievable. We'll break down how they did it when we come back. Okay, so let's break this down, and then I'll go into more detail ahead of the former head of Pakistani intelligence, Hamid Ghul, joining us. And I would expect that he's going to make the point that Pakistani intelligence was involved in this raid, and because all he wants is the U.S. to get out of Pakistan. Again, I want to be clear here. Not one, not two, but three. Two of them that I spoke to directly, one of them who I can reveal because he was live on air, Steve Pachinik, the number two under Kissinger, saying he's dead, died of kidney failure. They're going to roll him out. Madeleine Albright, same thing, died of kidney failure. They've got him frozen, going to roll him out. Fox News, December 16, 2003, on Morton Kondracki program, being interviewed by Morton Kondracki. Now, remember in 2001, 2002, they kept saying that they had him in their sights in Pakistan. The special forces were ready to kill him on the ground. They had drones. They were told, stand down. Whether you believe those stories or not, the government admits that they gave the order to not kill him at those times. And why? Because whether they really had the real Bin Laden in their sights or not, they want that myth to continue and go on as a pretext to keep expanding these wars. Now, remember, Osama Bin Laden, on record, was a CIA asset. His code name was Tim Osman. And if you don't know about this, this is even in Newsweek. We have those articles linked to the articles we've written. In 79, Brzezinski's now written two books on this. They start having Al-Qaeda / Taliban attack Russian bases on the Afghan border to the north, the three nations that border it, two of which the Russians were in, to get them to come in 1981 or late 1980. And that's all on record. They wanted the Russians to have their own Vietnam. And so General Hamid Ghul, leading the Taliban forces out of Pakistan and Afghanistan, the U.S. forming the base of a secret army of Saudi Arabian, CIA, Israeli-controlled Al-Qaeda. And they launched these attacks. Now, magically on 9/11, Newsweek, MSNBC report that Bush had the launch order to launch the attack on Afghanistan signed September 10th, 2001. He signed the order a day before. In the 6 months before, they massed 44,000 U.S. troops, 18,000 British troops in Tajikistan and Uzbekistan. They had the whole invasion force lined up before 9/11. Now, what does FBI translator Sybil Edmonds say? She testifies to Congress. They put a gag order on her. Later, she breaks the gag order 2 years ago, and she goes public. She was listening to FBI tapes off echelon of the CIA, quote, drug dealing, arms dealing, and running al-Qaeda, including the day of 9/11. Now, the Army doesn't know about this. Most of the intelligence agencies don't know. A lot of the ground troops they're going to fight that are called jihadis, al-Qaeda, Taliban, whatever name they give them, they don't know. That's why when they took over Afghanistan, Kandahar, Kabul, Times of London reported on the airlift of evil. You can search any of these terms, pull it up, where 8,000 Taliban and al-Qaeda leaders who were captured were ordered flown out to Pakistan and released. Now those same guys have been flown into Libya to attack Gaddafi, and we're hearing how there are little heroes and that al-Qaeda ain't so bad. They're doing this to end one phase of the psychological war and move on with new boogeymen like Anwar al-Awlaki, who's admittedly grew up, born in New Mexico, and then runs all the major terror attacks in the West, the underwear bomber, the shoe bomber, the Fort Hood shooter, the Times Square attacker. The government says he's running them. He's controlling these nut patsies that are real terrorists. He's finding them and funding them, and he's being protected, and he's meeting secretly at the Pentagon. And I was on with Mancow this morning on a syndicated show, and he's like, well, you claim that. And I said, really, search this term. Anwar al-Awlaki dined at the Pentagon months after 9/11 when he was most wanted. And they went, wow, it's there. You know it's there. Stop acting like it's not there. So everybody's supposed to be overwhelmed with this pride and play Team America and all this music, and people are calling in just ecstatic with glee. Who's worried about the economy imploding? Who's worried about the government-run health care? Who's worried about all the police state and the TSA? No, Obama, whose approval rating was plunging, you watch, it's going to go up now. And they just so already had it scripted weeks ago for this morning. Congressional Medal of Honor winners. Oh, the patriotism. He's up there with the troops. So if you don't like Obama, you like al-Qaeda and you don't like the troops. It's all about raising morale so the bankers can get us to feel good about ourselves while they rob us.
We're on the march.
It's all over for the young soldier.
Gone. Yeah, the war's over. For the unknown soldier. Isn't that interesting? The war is not over. In fact, that's the big issue here, is they have the headlines out today. U.S. government, WikiLeaks, al-Qaeda preparing to detonate nukes in Europe, in the U.S., 160 nuke bombs buried. On record for decades, they've got satellites and aircraft that can look through hundreds of feet of rock and pick up the resonant signature of highly refined uranium and plutonium. They know exactly where it is. But, oh, al-Qaeda inside government buildings. You or I couldn't sneak into a government building and, put a teacup in the basement. But magically, they went in and buried nukes. That's right. Al-Qaeda, from their caves, they buried 160 nukes. And that's in the news today. And thank goodness the TSA is there. And they're upping security at airports and train stations and may have checkpoints. And they're calling back the nuclear, chemical, biological teams from Japan that were helping because, my gosh, al-Qaeda is about to hit us any minute. So you better be glad that we're in Afghanistan and Libya and everywhere else. Well, in Libya, it's the good al-Qaeda, the media says, so you need to be patriotic and support those guys, like John McCain said. I mean, this is how ridiculous it is. And then scripted on a Sunday night so it would dominate, so the newspapers would only have an hour or two to take whatever the White House said, no critical thinking, so the alternative media couldn't get ready to respond to it, but we never sleep, so we were on it. Great team. Kurt Nimmo, Paul Watson, myself last night, kicking butt until 3, 4 in the morning, kicking rumpus. Jaron was calling me at like 11, 12 at night. He was working on getting the big guest we've got coming up. and boom, we're out front. InfoWars is pretty much down right now. It can't handle a million people basically at once. Prison Planet is still up. We're struggling to keep InfoWars up. All the news that's at InfoWars is cloned over at Prison Planet. Get it out, folks, over at prisonplanet.com. Now, let me just go over a smattering of some of the background here of what's happened. Remember, Steve Pachinik, the right-hand man in the State Department to Henry Kissinger, comes out and says he's on ice, he's dead, they're going to roll him out. He says that in April 2002. First place ever reported, ever told, very high-powered. He gets a lot of threats over it, calls me, begging me to remove the transcript. I said, the barn door is open, that horse left a long time ago. That train left the station, buddy. High-level Council on Foreign Relations member. Then a high-level Bush administration individual who lived in Austin between D.C., there's a couple dozen of them, but just gave you the source with Pachinik with the transcript on record. That's 9 years and a month old. Then about a year later, White House source, who I run into, just makes the big joke about, we got it all set in the campaign, doesn't matter, we'll just bring Bin Laden out a week or two before the thing, we got him on ice. Yeah, he's dead. And the story's universal from these sources. He was dying of kidney failure, so they just killed him in Pakistan. That's 9 years ago. And people say, well, then how do they have these Marines lie? Well, you're not seeing them on the news. They'll all write books later and be movie stars, and Matt Damon will undoubtedly be playing them, or George Clooney. But you've got in the middle of a city, on the edge of the city, this big giant palace compound, and the thing is blowing up and fire shooting out of it. And they basically just grab some guy with a beard and say that's him, even if they did that. And then to get rid of the body, they immediately, to follow Islamic law, quote, run out and burial at sea so that there can't be a shrine. But don't worry, they've got DNA. They're going to tell you that the results. Really, Houston Crime Lab, San Francisco Crime Lab, FBI Crime Lab. I've had the former head of the crime lab on, Dr. Frederick Whitehurst, 15 years ago, 10 years ago, and then last year, breaking down the industrial fraud. It came out in Houston. Tens of thousands of people were framed over a decade under orders. But the federal government, they'll release some DNA evidence that we can supposedly trust. But let's go even further here. We'll put this article up on screen. It's at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. This was already out last night and ran in hundreds of papers across the world. Photo of Bin Laden, and they put out two different versions for the public and said, this is the photo. Oh, this is it. They knew full well it wasn't the photo, that it had been out for many years as another fake they'd released. We have another article that Osama bin Laden has been pronounced dead for the ninth time. And then we have links from the Colbert Report, did the research. I knew it was a bunch, but not nine times. Nine times they killed him. He had nine lives, this cat did. And they finally got, and we have links to all the mainstream news articles in the article at prisonplanet.com. Where you can go read the nine times they killed him. Which time do you want to believe? Well, this is the finale. I mean, with this big announcement. Before it would just be, yeah, we killed him. And so we'll show you that photo. They put out a clearly doctored photo with some gauze and a bandage on his chest and his mouth open and his head all and, blown to bits. And from about 10 o'clock last night until about 7 a.m. this morning, they ran it in newspapers and everywhere saying, there's the dead bin Laden. And I kept hearing phone calls this morning. It's great. I got to see the photo of that dead rat before they threw him in the ocean. I'm walking a little taller, little spring in my step. The talk show host, we want to hear from our military people that we care so much about. You're flying on an airplane and the captain goes, we have two military people on board. Everybody, please give them a round of applause. It's all just part of this. You've got to support the troops, but supporting the troops means supporting whatever the government says, whatever war they launch. But then when they cut their pensions or steal their death benefits or try to make them pay for their own medical care and flush them down the toilet, when they go on food stamps, well, let's not discuss that. That's not patriotic. Or when they die of DU poisoning or they have four times as many deformed children, even Life magazine reports, well, then the VA is not going to give you any help. Remember the Marine officer dying in the wheelchair who'd been in such great shape, the Marine Corps captain from the VX nerve gas that got destroyed at Camisea, begging for help before Congress in like 94, saying, I need treatment and crying. Well, that's unpatriotic, him asking for treatment. I just say I support the troops. Thank you so much for your service. I mean, you just see it constantly. And I'm like, oh, really? Well, troops, I'll actually try to make sure you don't use DU and die from it. I'll try to make sure they don't steal your death benefits as they did 11 years ago in a secret deal now public last year. See, it's all just this hollow. Obama's plunging in the approval ratings. The wars are unpopular. The dollar is going into the toilet, circling the tubes. And then magically, on May Day, on International Commie Day, out comes Obama. And you could just look at his body language. We'll play the video later. I mean, he is lying. If a used car salesman was looking at me like that saying, there's no problem with this car, it's not going to throw a rod, and then you start listening and you hear the rod about to be thrown. I mean, it just radiated as he read off that teleprompter, lies and deception and dissembling, and that he could barely, with a straight face, sit there and deliver this propaganda. The Russians, reportedly from a lot of the reporters that got killed for trying to report on it, at that Beslan massacre, people say, well, were there terrorists inside killing the kids? Because they wanted to invade another country. They said terrorists from Chechnya were in there. And it turned out from the witnesses that did survive, they were guys with masks on, and then they started shooting everybody, threw a bomb in, ran out the back, and then the military, this is on record, the Russian troops, let them get away and then blew the whole building up. So there's such a big fog of war and fire and death. Nobody knows where the guys with the mask went. Then you take a couple of the dead bodies of the people in the school, put mask on them, and say, look, we've got the guys that did it. And so it's real simple. It's over in a third world country, the globalist control. They rocket and bomb and blow it up, and it's on fire and burning. And the Marines may even think they killed bin Laden. Because we know the CIA has bin Laden doubles, too. They love to set up decoys, set up patsies, kind of like there were two or three Oswalds running around in Dallas, it was confirmed, just to confuse everything. And so there's some guy with a turban and a big beard in there, and it's his part to, you know, play along with something, and they kill him deader than a hammer. Who knows what happened? All I know is Steve Pachinik, number two, under Kissinger at the State Department, comes on and says he's on ice 9 years ago, dead, and they're going to roll him out later when they feel like it. Two other sources tell me that off record. Madeleine Albright, 3 years after I first break all this down, 2.5 years after I break it down, goes on Fox News and says they've got him on ice, they're going to roll him out, or they're thinking about it, and then the word is they didn't because of all the attention it was getting. That's why the system, that's why when I ran into that head White House, you know, head of media operations guy in the bathroom, he was so angry in Los Angeles. I didn't run into him. I was debating him, about to debate him on TV, and he was in there, and I really was extremely upset because this stuff had just come out a year before. Because this is their big plan. This is their big program. This is their big operation. Now the guy we've got scheduled to come on, on record, has met and knows Osama bin Laden. He was called a hero in the 80s fighting the Russians. The head of Pakistani intelligence, former tank commander, and a big veteran of the war with the Indians decades before, General Hamid Ghul. And Pakistan is strategic. I will imagine that they're going to want to play along with, oh, yes, you killed him, and we helped you. And that is being reported that the Pakistanis helped in this. Helped in this, and the Pakistanis are going to now say, please leave. And the intel that I was already getting from some sources is they might produce bin Laden, but I'd heard this so long I ignored it, to perhaps as an entree to start pulling out of Pakistan right at the point the Pakistan government says, get your drones out, get out of here. Now, they may actually use this to expand it, and I'm hearing that call in the media. I heard Senator Graham on TV this morning, driving and listening to television, saying that he shows that Pakistan's duplicitous and basically our enemy. And he tried to talk about Al-Qaeda in Libya, why we need to be there to fight Al-Qaeda, when on record, Washington Post, LA Times, they have to admit the core of the, quote, freedom fighters in Libya in the east are Al-Qaeda and Taliban. So, folks, they think you're so dumb that they produced a fake Bin Laden photo and gave it to the newspapers, and the newspapers all ran with a Photoshop the government had already put out 3 years ago of him with, you know, bullet holes in his head and his face all smashed in. And they know emotionally people needed to see the dead body. You know, habeas corpus goes back not just to show the body. If you're going to go to jail for something, they need evidence of it. Show the person you killed. It even predates that in a dual way, that if the king said there's a bounty on this person, you had to bring the body. Bring him in, dead or alive, but bring the body. Bring the body strapped over the horse or you don't get the bounty. But you notice in this dead or alive, we don't get to see it. Now, you know, like Mussolini being hauled up in Rome by his feet to be spit on for 3 days by hundreds of thousands of people, or Ceausescu, you know, you want to see the body. We saw Saddam hung. He was in a prison for a year in front of everybody. Where is the body? Where is the body? Where is the body? No, we're not being shown that. He's thrown into the ocean. And I told Kurt Nemo last night, I said, we need a part in the article about where is his body? And conveniently, they thrown it in the ocean. Now, joining us from Pakistan, and we'll find out how close to where this reportedly happened outside one of their largest cities, is General Hamid Ghul, retired Pakistani Army general, served as the Director General of Pakistan's Inner Service Intelligence. He was instrumental in the anti-Soviet support of Mujahideen in the Afghan War. In 79 to 89, and he was also a veteran of a war with India as a ground soldier. And we appreciate Hamid Ghul joining us to give us his take on what is unfolding here. Sir, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Eric.
General Ghul, you've got the floor. What do you make of this? I see it as a complete psyop, because my White House sources 9 years ago on record confirmed that he had been killed and was frozen on ice. But, I mean, what's your take on this?
Well, they had finished his cell, done away with it. Sometimes in 2005, there was a cell which was meant specially to chase and track Osama bin Laden. And then it was called off. I mean, that was abolished altogether. So you are quite right. There is a great deal of suspicion, especially that the question of body, as you were mentioning, is a very important question. Now, we know that every single U.S. soldier carries a video camera in his helmet. And why that footage has not been shown to the world, so that the world would be convinced. And one picture that I saw of Osama bin Laden, that looks very young, Osama. Bin Laden, 10 years ago, was older, and this picture showed him even younger than that in comparison.
No, sir, they now admit it's a fake photo. So they already put fake photos out to the media showing the complete disregard for the public. But going back specifically, sir, as you point out, it was obviously a younger Bin Laden from what he would be today. It looks like about a 1999 photo that's been photoshopped, and they admit that. But what about President Benazir Bhutto? She said that Bin Laden had been killed and was dead, and then she was, of course, murdered. Break that down for us, sir.
Yeah, that is what Pervez Musharraf also repeated. If you remember, Pervez Musharraf said that he's dead, and he very authentically said, "I know he's dead." So if one goes by that, then this seems to be just a make-believe drama. In aid of Obama's campaign next year for his rerun of the presidential election. Of course, he's got all the advantage for it, but it's only a symbolic victory. As a soldier, I look at it differently, and let me explain it to you. I think Osama bin Laden, if at all he was living, he was a very, very ill man, and he would have perished in any case with passage of time. Over the 10 years, his image and his clout has receded into the history. And now with this, he putting up a fight, one helicopter brought down, and his wife stood in front of him, and his son was killed along with his two guards. Now this is going to create a stuff that is fit for the folklore, for the legend-making, and for the battle ballad. So I think Ted Osama is going to be a terrible phenomena for you, for the Americans, and for the Western world, because this is going to enrage the Arab opinion, because Arab opinion was so badly hurt when Saddam Hussein was caught and he was dragged out of a rat hole and he was humiliated. So this was a sort of a shame that was hurled on the Arab psyche. But this time around, it's going to be different. Osama will appear as now a hero, and he will be etched in the memory of the people, and already the Arab wave of public wave, which is on the rise, it is going to catch hold of it. And if that wave does not get satisfied through democratic means, and as it appears they are being blocked, then I think they will be left with no choice but to adapt to the philosophy that Osama bin Laden had earlier adopted.
General Hamid Ghul, I completely concur. For Western opinion, it makes Obama look like he's tough. A week after he kicks off his election campaign, it makes, you know, the wars look like they've paid off. But all over Central Asia, the Middle East, it builds him up as a guy that went out in a blaze of glory, you know, up on the mountaintop, like in For the Bell Tolls. I mean, this really sells that image and really resuscitates bin Laden, who had faded back into the annals. But Madeleine Albright, sir, and I would direct you to PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, though the sites are pretty much down right now because of mega traffic. I was told by, and I'm just giving you this intel because I want you to be able to look into it, Steve Pachinik, who was the number two man under Kissinger, who said he worked with bin Laden and worked with the Pakistanis against the Russians. He told me in April of 2002 that he was dead on ice and that would be rolled out whenever they felt like it. Then Albright came out on Fox News a year later and said that. And I had two other White House sources before this was even news tell me this. And these are high-powered people who were proud of this, and they're so arrogant that they would say this, and then now they put out a fake photo. They throw the body away, you know, instead of handing it over to the nearest mosque, you know, that was a Wahhabist in the area. That, of course, would be the Islamic tradition. Correct me if I'm wrong, sir.
Oh, yes, that's very disgraceful, really, the way they have conducted themselves. And after that, Hillary Clinton going on the TV and showing all the imperial hubris that she could put out, it is now really nauseating. Because this is a big victory, I can tell you. Osama, if at all he has been now killed, then he was a drag on the operations of Al-Qaeda. He was not helpful at all because he was absolutely laid out of the battle. So what good is it going to be? And now you are telling Taliban once again, you were on the right track a little bit, but now you are telling them, put down your weapons, this is the condition, and we will never accept this. This is not, this is only symbolic, it's only psychological boost to the American people, if at all, and as you said, that it may be a boost for Obama's campaign, but other than that, I can assure you, as far as the real matters are concerned, they are going to be worse than before, because Al-Qaeda is now spread out into Maghreb, what is North Africa, into Yemen, into Somalia, into Chad, into many other places. So Al-Qaeda is a now growing and expanding phenomena, while the American might and their arrogance is a diminishing phenomena.
General Ghul, I mean, there's so many points, so many questions I have, but just looking at this, I remember you were on 6 months ago and you said the West has lost the war for the opium, for the oil. The people are turning against him. The Pakistani government will soon order the drones out. A week ago, they said, that's it. You must have them out by mid-May. That's it. And then suddenly this happens. I think this timing, this ace in the hole they've pulled in this card game, what are the globalist powers that have hijacked the U.S. and England and are trying to destabilize your country? How are they planning to use this domestically in Pakistan? And what's the sentiment of the Pakistani army dealing with 1,000 drones bombing your country?
Very, very negative. Very, very enraged. Very, very angry. I can assure you, people of Pakistan are sick and fed up. And I think already the limits of our tolerance has been transgressed. And I think there is going to be a lot of trouble because lines of communication run through Pakistan, of course. And if the army is not backing the line of communication, not supporting it, not protecting it, then I can assure you that it will not work out. And I think the battle is lost as far as Afghanistan is concerned. Taliban are on the surge this time. 1st of May yesterday, they said Operation Badr, which is a new operation which they are launching, the spring offensive. And I think there is no way because the battle on the battlefield, it has been lost. I am prepared to sit down with any top general of America and discuss with him, how do you tell me you are going to win? We'll war game it, and I can assure you he will lose hands down. Now, the other point that you were talking about is Pakistan. If Pakistan gets destabilized as a result of this, and I fear and I suspect and so do the people of Pakistan and the armed forces of Pakistan, that American, some dark impulse in America, not the whole lot of Americans, but like people like Patriots or John Allen or McChrystal earlier on and Mike Mullen, I think they are out for snatching our nuclear assets. This is not going to happen. This is going to be very dangerous because a desperate Pakistan would be a terrible enemy to deal with because Pakistan is not a pushover. It's a very large nation. It has many abilities. It is self-sufficient in food. It has a very large army. It has a mujahideen, you know, coming up. The spirit of jihad is there. It has been kindled to an extent that it cannot be now contained. And if it is fueled from outside by aggression, then it is going to become a bonfire and it is going to consume the entire region. And
well, that's my next point, sir. We have Saudi Arabia now running to Pakistan for help, cutting oil production because the West is trying to destabilize them as well. That's now confirmed, trying to manipulate the Arab Spring. I mean, we could be creeping towards a conflagration. Many analysts I interview who I respect are saying we are edging towards World War III, starting in Pakistan, if the globalist, the dark impulse, go ahead with this.
Yeah, that's right. I think I agree with your assessment. And it is all because India and Israel are now riding the policies of America. This is very unfortunate that American lives are being lost. American money is being squandered all to serve somebody else's interest. Now, this is diabolical, and I think this must stop.
Bottom line, you are saying from the evidence you have, this whole bin Laden killing is a staged event.
It appears so. I cannot definitely say it, but why don't they show the body? They should have taken the body to the ground zero and then displayed it there and then handed over to the Muslims for a decent Islamic burial. That's a very simple thing that should have been done. Why has it not been done?
It's just incredible, sir. Other key points about where this is going, clearly a propaganda operation. Any other points?
No, I think now they are aiming at Pakistan, and it will be disastrous if they open another war because they have Iraq is not settled yet. Afghanistan, they are losing in, and as far as Pakistan is concerned, if they go for it, then it will be disastrous because I don't think the regional powers, and I mean China,
General Gould, stay there for one moment.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, you just heard Major General Hamid Gul, former head of Pakistani intelligence, the guy who ran the Taliban with the U.S. government in the 1980s, telling you he believes it's staged and the evidence pointing that direction. No kidding. We had it from three White House sources, one public, two secret, and then Madeleine Albright coming out a year later confirming everything I said about it being frozen to be rolled out on Fox News. We've broken all of that down. I mean, what more do people even need or want? Then they have the fake photo they put out of him dead, which they knew was fake and had already been put out years ago as fake. Media ran with that saying it was real. It is absolutely head spinning. The government was in free fall. The public wasn't buying anything that they were saying or doing. The wars, a decade later, just like endless war, where's the victories? And now you hear the sweet, well-meaning good old boys all over talk radio. It is as if they have entered Valhalla itself. They are so beside themselves with joy right now. Now, here's the deal. I'm going to open the phones up for military people. I'm going to open the phones up for former intelligence, police, media. People, I mean, that's a wide spectrum, but I want to hear specifically from military folks. I mean, all the talk stations were, we only want to hear from military bases. So the local law stations were getting the Fort Hood calls, and they were just like, we got drunker than we've ever gone. Oh my gosh, America's back. We killed him. America's back? The dollar's dying right now. The Chinese are dumping it. Gas is $4.20-something. They say it's going to be $7 by next year. It's all over for the Republic. It's the foreign banksters that are the enemy. They're the ones that finance the terrorists. They're the ones, okay? I know it's fun to get scared of guys with ugly beards and turbans on their heads. I don't like the Grizzly Adams look. Even though it's been in style here in the U.S., almost every man I know now has beards. But the point is, including my dad, I want him to shave the thing off. I'm not bashing folks that have beards, just that my dad looked like this my whole life, and then now he's got a beard last year, and I'm just like, can I see? Side issue. The point is, I know it's fun to get scared of people. I know it's fun to be tribal and call in and go, good job, Bubba, saying glass parking lot, kill all the Arabers. Kill them Arabs in Pakistan. They're Asians, folks. They're not Arabs. Sorry to give you that little news flash. It's another part of the world. The government lies incessantly, and this whole thing is a giant lie. We knew it was coming. I want to hear from you. And you know what? If you think I'm wrong, you want to call them and say, listen here, buddy boy. You may not realize our troops did a super good job. Folks, I was told by not one, not two, but three White House sources, and then Madeleine Albright came out and said the same thing. And then what, Bob Baer, the former big CIA guy, came out and said it? Okay, it's staged. It's staged. It's staged. They put out fake photos. It's staged. But the issue is that what are these wars about? Because now they're telling us in Libya that Al-Qaeda's good fighting Gaddafi. And we got our Bilderberg source, Jim Tucker, saying at the Trilateral Commission meeting, where the Bilderbergs were meeting a few weeks ago, they were hopping mad that the public knew that Al-Qaeda was Western-run and Western-funded. They are hopping mad about that Al-Qaeda myth falling through and now being a big item in talk radio, big item in the news. So don't worry. Oh, here's Bin Laden. Plus, it's an added boost for Obama, and they already had a scripted Congressional Medal of Honor thing set up weeks ago for this morning, and now it's on every channel. And they're mixing it into Bin Laden. Oh, look, this guy in Korea, this guy in Vietnam died when he jumped on a hand grenade or he rushed a machine gun nest. And there's Obama, no longer the evil globalist. No, he's there with the Congressional Medal pinning it on him. And I hear good old boys calling talk radio going, I love Barry Satiro. I thought he was bad, but he killed Bin Laden. America's back. We don't have to get rid of the Federal Reserve or nothing. We killed Bin Laden. We kill him. We kill him. We're dead in a walking tall right now. This is what they're playing. They played this right after 9/11.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my
wife. If I had to pay everything to the offshore bankers,
thank my lucky stars
that they bring in the illegal aliens today, and the president's a globalist, freedom,
and they can't take that away.
No, they can't, because we wrap tyranny in the flag.
And I'm proud to be an American.
Where the TSA sticks their hands down my pants.
And I won't forget the men who died.
So the bankers could steal their pension funds. Next to you and destroy the Bill of Rights today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love the Bilderberg Group. God bless. across the whole country. We got 10 FEMA governors.
From the lakes of Minnesota,
we put fluoride in your water.
From the hills of Tennessee,
we're coming after your guns.
Across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A.
America's getting turned into a third world country by design, yeah. And it's fun because we killed Bin Laden, so everything's okay. Oh, they just showed the Boy Scouts now trying to take on, quote, disgruntled vets. Who gave that right to me? Oh, really? I have the MIAC Homeland Security reports where they demonize the founding fathers and the veterans. Oh, and there's the firefighters on the pile told not to wear their masks because everything was safe. Turned out the government knew and lied because they hate them. And now the firefighters and police and others have to go through a terror database just to get their health care that we fought for 9 years. We are changing others. And I've had the fundraisers, the events to get them the funding. But see, that's unpatriotic. Real patriotism is just playing a song and getting down on your knees and letting what the country stands for actually be butchered and now supporting a big murderous empire. That's supposed patriotism. I love this land. God bless the North American Union. But I'm not supposed to admit that. I'm supposed to wrap up the flag and then worship tyranny. Oh, American Eagle. I mean, I'm sorry. Can we play a clean version of America? Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Oh, man, I can't handle it anymore. See, here's the deal. They know that this patriotism stuff, if it's only skin deep and if you don't have any info, is a very useful weapon. The entire economy is being imploded by design right now. Obama's approval rating is dropping like a shooting star to record levels. Record. Congress is dropping 9% approval rating. All over talk radio, I hear the conservatives going, wait a minute, mega banks don't pay taxes. They get all the corporate welfare. Oh, we shouldn't just go after the unions or the other groups with all their entitlements and teaming up with government to hold people hostage and the welfare moms. That's a side issue compared to the big mega banks. Oh, that are using their regulators to shut down their competition. The system cannot have this. And all over the news, what, Al-Qaeda's good? There's Al-Qaeda in Libya? That stuff's true? Our government's funding them? Remember the CFR, Trilateral Commission meeting they had with the Bilderberg Group steering group that Tucker reported on? They are hopping mad that people now know about Anwar al-Awlaki. Now, I guess, number one in Al-Qaeda since Bin Laden officially is dead. Next, they'll tell me that Tyrannosaurus Rex is officially extinct. All of that is going on. And remember, last night they put out the fake Bin Laden photo. Here he is dead. And I tuned to talk radio. People were just like, even at midnight, America, look at that dead creature. I'm feeling good right now. And those are good, well-meaning people. They think this guy did the attack. He's now dead. They don't know he's a CIA asset front man with the Saudis. They're feeling good. I don't blame them. But it's all a lie. Then this morning, oh, that was actually an artist rendering that was put out 3 years ago. We knew it was fake, but we wanted you to feel good and boost your morale. You won't have any pension funds or any future, and they'll butcher the Bill of Rights and Constitution and get rid of everything that flag symbolizes, but that's okay because on every channel, I could flip to the dial, and I was on Eric Mueller's big syndicated show. And it was just, he was playing that under me while I was saying it was an inside job and staged. And then when I got off, I went online and listened, and it was just, well, I know he is CIA, and they admit Al-Qaeda is over in Libya. I know he's telling the truth about Al-Awlaki. I did look that up, being at the Pentagon, but still, I can't believe our government's involved. I can't believe. Do you remember Bloomberg last year with the headline, secret deal signed with Veterans Affairs to take all death benefits of World War II troops up to current serving? Because, you know, they give you a form saying, would you like a part of your check to be taken out that the government will match in some cases, to have an insurance policy for death benefits if you die, a little supplement to the regular Pentagon death benefits. And you say, sure. And then when it comes time you die of a heart attack, cancer, or when you're an old man or in the field of battle, your widow or widower is sent a form saying, just sign this and you'll get your lump sum cash payment of $500, $600 million in some cases. And the little widow who needs that money, boy, her husband's dead. She fills out that form and mails it in, and she never gets it. They were by a secret agreement allowed to cheat them as long as they could trick them to sign it. Oh, I'm supposed to tell the troops if I see one, run up and, oh, thank you for your service. Thank you. Now, take all the vaccines they want to give you and let them spray nerve gas on you like Project Shad, or have you blow up nerve gas bases and then not wear gear or use DU and die. Because when I support you, I just write you off and don't care about you. It's nothing but propaganda. The globalists hate our troops. You get the internal government documents that we published, that the government confirmed are real. The number one threat is U.S. veterans, returning military. They hate you. That's why they tell you how much they love you all day and wrap it in sicky sweet American flags made in China. Hundreds of thousands of vets a year. They just give them a post-traumatic stress disorder designation. They try to go buy a gun and can't get one. All right, I'm going to your calls, Andrew Military, Chris California Military, Robert and Georgia Military, and others. 1-800-259-9231. I want to hear what you have to say throughout this hour. Madsen, Wayne Madsen, just popping in for about 10 minutes later because he's a great expert on things, but just quite frankly, from our years of research, there's nobody been more on top of this than us. And I need to go through all our research and the eyewitnesses and all the White House people we had on record that this was an inside job. That he was already dead, that this was going to happen and be rolled out just like it has been. But Madsen's popping in with his take. Then Watson, who's really been on top of this, Paul Watson popping in next hour. But I want to go to your phone calls. But remember, they give you fake photos and try to sell it to you till other media found it and said, this was out 3 years ago. It's fake. And they went, oh, sorry. Oh, yeah. And they've got the him up there with the vets to make himself look good, standing next to the wives of guys that died decades ago in wars. And he's up there putting Congressional Medal of Honor, giving it to the widows to make him look good. It's all a grandstanding PR event. And the former head of the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda, when they were, quote, good, our media said, Hamid Ghul was just on and agreed with me, General Ghul. Okay? All right, let's go to your phone calls. Andrew in Mississippi, you're on the air. And I'm not going to say I appreciate your service. I appreciate you joining the military to defend America, and I do appreciate your service, but not in the fake way they say it. I don't want you to be shot up with shots and nerve gassed and having your insurance you paid for taken. It's not an entitlement. They're now saying pensions are entitlements. No, they're not. In the way they say, you are entitled. But I'm sorry. What's your take on this, Andrew?
Alex, thank you. I just want to go ahead and say that I second everything you say. And, I just want to stay in the military because I don't want the military to be completely comprised of, individuals that are complete yes men and won't stand up for the Constitution. So with that being said, I just wanted to kind of give you, my viewpoint on, when I came into base today and, everybody's smiling ear to ear. All they can talk about is the draft and which team had the best draft and, sitting there, 10 years, we finally got him. I'm like, he would have been around a lot longer than 10 years, we were funding his attacks against Russia, back when they were the freedom fighters in the 80s. And you give him the stop and you say, I want him to be gone too, but I'm not gonna parade and celebrate his death. But how do we know that this is even authentic? And then they're like, well, the president wouldn't have, broke onto national television and, if it wasn't for sure. So they just take everything hook, line, and sinker.
Obama was desperate, sinking into quicksand, totally imploding, gas prices going up. This will be a nice diversion for him. But what about the terror hype? Al-Qaeda's going to hit us now, Andrew. We better give all our rights up now. See, now the police state's good because of the Al-Qaeda reprisals.
And, it's like everybody's, no one pays attention to anything. All they care about is, the draft. And as soon as Osama bin Laden's dead, you got Facebook statuses going off. You got mass text message. Everyone all of a sudden is just, everything's hunky-dory now. It's not like the wars are over. What is this really change?
Well, what I don't know how long you've been listening, but you can go in and find the transcripts, the articles. We're getting the MP3s from 2002. The former number two at the State Department came on this show and said he's frozen. They're going to roll him out later. What do you think of that?
Well, I didn't hear that earlier, but I have also I've read reports before, you know, in the past about, you know, he died in 2001, you know, kidney failure, and I have seen those reports. So I'm kind of skeptical as it stands anyway.
Well, we've got those reports, CBS News. We, of course, reported it before that. It was in Le Figaro, the big French paper, and it's been confirmed. We'll be right back, sir. Thank you so much. Try to stay safe. How many times have the globalists been caught lying to us? They say they killed Bin Laden nine separate times. We have that article up. They gave us fake photos of his dead body, and then later when they got caught, they had to admit it. Big article up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now covering that. Infowars.com is back up. We're being hit by all-time record, not a million in a day, millions of people trying to hit it every few hours. Just complete meltdown here. We're trying to keep the servers up. We're trying to keep PrisonPlanet.tv up. I'm told it just plunged. It is just complete bedlam here as we try to deal with this many people coming in to hear what we have to say. The Washington Post is calling. Oh, when I talked to the Washington Post today and they're giggling at me about saying that this is all staged, I'm going to read to them this Spy Talk article from 5/25/10. So that was a year ago now. Man, time really flies. Last May 25th, and buried the article. They're talking to former CIA section chiefs, unnamed, but it's Spy Talk with Jeff Stein, and they go on to say, former CIA officials admit to faking Bin Laden video. Well, I don't need you to later admit you put out fake videos. They had university professors, experts in computer morphing, that looked at one and said it was a bad... it was the template they use in all these animated movies like Final Fantasy and Avatar. You see these video games where everybody looks the same? It was even the template. Remember the fat Bin Laden? It was a video game template they stuck a beard on. And the mouth was moving. I mean, it was like something my kids can make. Literally, I've got people in my office in hours can make something better. Now, granted, this was 6-7 year old, you know, years ago, so it wasn't as good technology. But and then they had another one where it was him, but it was old videos from 99, 2000 re-edited. They had to admit that later. Then they had another one where it was a darkened room with an actor. I mean, I'm sorry, folks. It's admitted. Oh, I just can't handle it anymore. I'm sorry. Chris, Robert, Rusty, we're going to all of you. Chris, California is military. Chris, what's your take on this?
I agree with you. I suspect anything that the government tells me. You take the how they say you have DNA samples, just like Pol Pot. What you could do, I could get DNA samples of you alive. Just go and draw blood from you, pluck a couple hairs, take a little tissue sample, and then they could confirm that it was me.
Now, all you need is cigarette butts or a straw. See, the biggest cells are in your mouth, and the mucosa cells slough off on a cigarette, on a spoon. That's how they get DNA in England at roadside checkpoints. They just stick a swab in your mouth. They get hundreds of them. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Where this took place, here it's in an area where all the generals live, all the higher-ups in Pakistan all live in that area. What I think is if even if they did get him, he probably died from his kidney failure, and then the Pakistanis said, okay, you come in and take his body, and then they flew in there, and then they just whacked the rest of the witnesses. I mean, if they're going to take out 3,000 people at the World Trade Centers, what's killing another three more innocent people?
Well, last year the Washington Post had the headline, drones now targeting no-name terrorists, and it said, if they have a gun, well, everybody, it's like Texas over there, they all got guns, we're going to kill them. And they've said 200-plus dead at a wedding is good collateral damage if they kill one, quote, Taliban, Al-Qaeda. It's just all staged. So, of course, exactly. That is exactly how the Russians have staged some of these events. They just whack everybody and then dress up dead bodies. That's what Hitler did at Gliwice to attack Poland. They attacked their own military base, dressed up concentration camp victims in German and Polish uniforms, and then put them on newsreels, you know, the dead bodies. I've got the newsreels. They're public that they showed in Germany. And that's how he attacked Poland. So it's the oldest trick in the book. But listen, I had intel from Pachinik, the high-level State Department guy, then two White House sources, and then Albright came out on TV, and it was a big national story, and said they're going to stage this, but then the word was that that scared Bush, so they didn't roll him out in 04. What's your take on that?
Say again on the, what was the last comment you
Well,
made?
My point is, sir, we're on record saying that exactly this would be done, and that he was on ice. From high-level sources, one of them named, one of them had the you-know-whats to come on air and say this first. Steve Pachinik.
They realized when they whacked Kennedy in broad daylight that they could get away with anything, and they've been doing it ever since. You know, what you're talking about with another purpose of this is to put in the mindset that we're going to face retaliation from this. Now, about a month ago, I heard on a little AP radio blurb on the little radio, and it was hardly, there's nothing to it. The way it was said that the State Department and Department of Homeland Security says there's 100% probability that we're going to face a nuclear attack from terrorists, and it's imminent. And then last night on the Coast to Coast show, this guy Hagman said he read an article that he thought was peculiar in the Press Telegraph from London that said basically the same thing, that if Bin Laden...
Oh, stay there, stay there. Mads is coming up.
What if I say I'm not like the others? What if I say I'm not just another one of your planes? You're the protector. What if I say I will never surrender?
Yeah, we're re-pulling the headlines, but about a month ago, they came out in Chicago News, and it was in a few papers, and said, yes, 160 nukes are buried in America by Al-Qaeda inside federal buildings. Now, if you believe that, it's like saying 160 Easter bunnies with leprechauns are buried in every federal building. Just totally ridiculous. And then I saw new reports out today that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, this is a guy who's been in custody now almost 9 years, He's confessed to everything. He's confessed to bombing buildings that weren't built or planning to bomb buildings that weren't built till after he was in custody. He might as well, again, confess to blowing up the battleship Maine in Havana Harbor in 1898. I mean, he might as well confess to, you know, making people fall from banana peels 10,000 years ago. I mean, it's just asinine. And he says there's nukes buried in Europe and the U.S., and they're going to be detonated now because Bin Laden was killed. He said, if you kill Bin Laden, nukes will detonate. And you've got the world crisis. You've got the global military being positioned in the Middle East. You've got the dollar plunging. You've got Obama plunging in his approval rating. And was this Obama's reelection campaign? You know, the $1 billion he needed, the support he needed to look like our hero, and then Bin Laden comes to the rescue. The boogeyman comes to the rescue. Every time Bush would talk about the terror threat, a new Bin Laden tape would come out. And they'd have linguists listen to it and say, that's not even somebody from Saudi Arabia. That's not even, I mean, they can tell, like accents. See, a linguist knows what a voice sounds like from a certain region of China or from a certain region of Brazil, not just what a West Texas person sounds like. Everybody's a linguist. I mean, if you grew up in New York, you know what certain neighborhoods sound like. Or if you've lived in Texas your whole life, you know what a Dallas, Texas accent sounds like. Sounds like me. This is what a Dallas, old-style North Texas sounds like. I mean, I can tell. I can say, you're from West Texas, aren't you? I know what a West Texas sounds like. Because I got family and friends in West Texas. I know what a super southern East Texas sounds like. Sounds like a French type accent. Well, they have linguists listen to it, and they go, this is not Bin Laden, or this video's fake. And I just showed you the CIA in the Washington Post last May bragging, bragging and saying, yes, we made fake bin Laden videos. See, in case that news came out later and was confirmed, they said, oh, yeah, we did it. So they issued a fake photo yesterday. Now they admit it's fake. They got rid of the body. We've got all these White House sources saying he was on ICE 8-9 years ago, including Steve Pachinik, who was underneath Kissinger, coming out and saying this. And then I've got the Chicago CBS News. Threats claim nuclear bombs hidden all over U.S., 160 al-Qaeda bombs, because a letter got sent to the government. And they run with it like it's real. I mean, I made the joke. We could get somebody up here with an Arab dialect to claim they're bin Laden. I could have a guy come in here with a fake beard, maybe even a Santa Claus outfit. Just paint the Santa Claus beard black. And say, well, bin Laden, you're still alive. And the media might run with it because they're so primed. We always hear, on a message board, bin Laden said he would do this later. It's not confirmed it was bin Laden, but they run with it. That's how you can always tell propaganda. We're going to Wayne Madsen here in just a moment, but I wanted to finish up with Chris. Then we'll go to Robert and Rusty after we talk to Wayne for about 10 minutes. But finishing up, Chris, military, you were getting into these nuke stories. Suddenly, I've been hearing it with no substantiating info. Nukes are buried. They're going to nuke you. It's 100%. The nukes are coming. The nukes are coming. The nukes are coming. Give all your rights up. TSA's got to stick their hands down your pants. You may have a nuke hidden in there. Finish up your point.
Well, this gentleman, Hagman, that was with George Norrie last night, he said last week he found it peculiar that he read an article stating that if bin Laden was killed, that the United States would face a nuclear holocaust. And he just thought it was kind of weird that they would put that in there. And here it is just a week before it happened, and it was published in one of the British newspapers.
And now, guys, pull that up. Pull that up. Pull that. Just search. If bin Laden is killed, nukes will be detonated KSM. I actually have it in my stack. Final points.
Yeah, and then this thing about the helicopter going down, too. That's just window dressing. You know, today the military aircraft, I used to fly C-130s, and the military aircraft is so dependable now that they just don't go down for military aborts, you know, for mission aborts, because especially those aircraft, if they were used, they were thoroughly gone over. They just don't go down for something. That's just something to say that we even lost a helicopter during the mission. You know, to add to the drama. Of the
Look,
story.
They had 4,000 advisors that died in just the years right before 9/11. Excuse me, I'm trying to read articles and talk to you. And remember, they had 4,000 people die from 60 to 64 before they even, you know, declared somewhat of an official war after the staged Gulf of Tonkin. They could keep 4,000 dead secret. They could keep the Manhattan Project secret with hundreds of thousands involved. Of course they're lying. I appreciate your call. Folks go, well, how are they going to get the military to lie? That's how this works. Or they're compartmentalized on need to know. Now, guys, it was actually on Drudge this morning. Yeah, there it is. Daily news there, but I also have the London Telegraph. I'm kind of all over the map. This is information overload, folks. WikiLeaks. Nuke hellstorm if Osama is caught or killed. And notice that conveniently came out last week, 6 days ago. Conveniently came out on the 25th. Al-Qaeda terrorists have threatened to unleash a nuclear hellstorm on the West if their leader and the world's most wanted terrorist, Osama bin Laden, is nabbed. A senior Al-Qaeda, it just came out last week, the head of Al-Qaeda in Pakistan was MI6, Sky News, AP. Oh, but just ignore that. A senior Al-Qaeda commander has claimed that the terror group has stashed away a nuclear bomb in Europe, which will be detonated if bin Laden ever is caught or assassinated, according to new top-secret files made public by Internet whistleblower WikiLeaks. Again, backing up the official story. Let's go to former anti-submarine warfare expert, former NSA officer, also worked at the Naval Data Command, a syndicated journalist, in studio with us last Wednesday, Wayne Madsen, back in D.C. as he prepares to go on his foreign sojourn. And Wayne, hearing all of this, the fake photo they put out last night, now admitting fake today, the fact that, it's the whole thing that they're not showing the body. Wayne Madsen, what's your take on this? What are you getting from your D.C. sources?
Well, I got to say, there's more what's going to be on the track at Churchill Downs next Saturday during the Kentucky Derby. There's more of that on the coming out here in Washington than I've ever seen. What we have here, and my sources are telling me that very interesting. The linguists and the intelligence analysts at NSA had no information, no chatter about Osama bin Laden being the target of this operation before it happened. Of course, after it happened, they picked up all kinds of chatter about bin Laden being killed. But these would be the direct support people to provide the intelligence that Navy SEAL team that went in there and supposedly got this guy. It looks like this thing has been spun from whole cloth. This Abbottabad is the location of Pakistan's version of the West Point. Back in the 80s, and when bin Laden was in that area fighting the Soviets on behalf of the ISI and CIA during the Mujahideen war against the Soviets, that area around Abbottabad was ringed with U.S. and British signals intelligence stations. So why in the world would bin Laden locate himself in what is the version of McLean, Virginia here with all the retired military intelligence types? And it was not unknown to the CIA, because the CIA would go up there and interface with these intelligence people, too. And you've got bin Laden sitting in this, what they call the mansion. And I saw there was a ABC News video, apparently from a cell phone, showing this, like, ramshackle bedroom. And it looked like an efficiency. It had a kitchen off to the side with a box of what looked like American sugar, one of them jumbo sugar boxes. It looked like a crack house. Yeah. It reminded me of the, remember when they got Saddam out of the spider hole and they showed where he was living, eating Doritos and all kinds
of
things?
Well, I looked this place up, and even mainstream globalist media admits it is full of military bases, the heart of their intelligence operation, that U.S. bases are all over the area, both clandestine and public, and that it's a few hundred yards from a military base and a military school. And so now they're trying to almost blackmail the Pakistanis, going, oh, look, you're with Al-Qaeda. I mean, this gets more and more insane by the minute. Like, he'd be hanging out on the edge of a major city. I mean, this whole thing. What about them dumping the body in the ocean, Wayne?
Oh, right. Well, we have no body. We're supposed to believe them that they got 100% DNA identification on the body. They said this was done in accordance with Islamic religious rites, but we've got some Egyptian imams now saying, no, it's not in accordance with Islamic religious rites. And we've got, we've got the government's telling us to believe us that we got bin Laden and we had his body, we dumped it at sea, but yet the United States is saying that we can't believe Gaddafi, who says we killed his son and three grandchildren. They're saying, well, we don't have any verification. Well, we don't have any verification of this. There was no international impartial observers brought in to say, okay, yeah, that's bin Laden. We're supposed to believe the same government that just 2 days ago, Susan Rice said that Libyan troops were taking Viagra and raping Libyan women, when in fact that was debunked as a hoax, and she said it at the United Nations. So we've got a long history of yellow cake documents, Viagra,
throwing babies out of incubators.
We've got the oil for food scandal, fake documents, the mobile weapons labs that Saddam had. I mean, we're supposed to, after all...
And by the way, those mobile labs were hydrogen pumps for running British sold from the 1980 Iran-Iraq war. They knew exactly what they were. They'd already been inspected by the UN. After the coalition takes over, they run right to hydrogen pumps that the U.S. even uses, knowing they're hydrogen 18-wheeler backs, and say they're anthrax labs. I mean, that is how dumb they think we are. And that's my point. They lie, lie, lie. And I'm hearing everybody on talk radio just in rapture that America's back. Everything's great. Obama's great. Man, he got tough. Proud to be an American. At least I know I'm free. These wars are great. Why do you think they triggered this now? Because Obama's approval rating was in free fall? The dollar's in free fall? They need a political distraction?
They needed a distraction. They needed to get people off the birth certificate of the whole Obama background. They needed to burnish his national security credentials. I think this, again, proves what I've been writing about, is that Obama is basically a tool, a product of the CIA. He will do anything they tell him to do. Now they're saying that he gave the kill order on bin Laden, but we've got somebody from the military saying, oh, no, well, we would have taken him alive had he not resisted.
Oh, and the good old boys are having a fetish attack on air. I've heard them, especially here locally, they're going, I didn't used to like Obama, but I really like how he gave that kill order. Ooh, I'm kind of liking him right now. Let's not worry about the banks imploding, the government-run health care, the dollar dying, the ATF going after the Second Amendment, shipping guns to Mexico, all the crimes. Oh, it's just, oh, we finally got him. I mean, this on the heels of the British news admitting the head of Al-Qaeda in Pakistan was MI6. This on the heels of Alaki being at the Pentagon. I mean,
right. This
is incredible, Wayne.
And now we're being told that the intelligence that bin Laden was in Abbottabad came from enhanced interrogation techniques, that because we tortured these guys, they gave them up. So what this does is the neocons are running around and see, oh, yeah, you see, the torture works. When, in fact, we know that most of the people in Guantanamo had no reason to be there. They hadn't done anything.
And it's a place to recruit people to be double agents, like the leader of the opposition in Libya, known admitted Al-Qaeda, released out of Guantanamo Bay to now run the ops. Others sent from Virginia to run the ops. And at the same time, they have bin Laden in this spook command base of Pakistan with U.S. operatives all over the place, as if this 6'4", you know, Arab is going to be living for years in the middle of a city. I mean, next they're going to tell us that they found Elvis in the compound.
Well, that's true. And maybe Bob Marley and Jim Morrison along with them. But I'm telling you that everything I heard from many different intelligence sources said that bin Laden died several years ago. Now, whether he died, I mean, the question is, did he die violently in Pakistan, as indicated by Benazir Bhutto, the late prime minister? I also had intelligence that he escaped after he left Tora Bora. He went back to Yemen, his ancestral homeland, and died of kidney disease. So, I mean, but the mere fact is that many, many intelligence sources around the world have already stated up front that bin Laden was dead, and all these video and audio tapes were fake. And you know, they put these things out through this Search for International Terrorist Entity site group here in Washington, which is a known Mossad operation, and then they would feed that stuff directly to the government and the corporate media outlets.
I want to repeat the points you just made. I don't want to just glaze over this. When you say that Washington Post last May admitted that the government created the fake bin Laden videos, Earlier, I actually read those headlines here. Former CIA officials admit to faking bin Laden video. Here's the Washington Post, May 25th, 2010, so a little less than a year ago. It's buried in a CIA unit's wacky idea, depicts Saddam as gay. They didn't make that fake video, but they go on to say we did make fake bin Laden videos. Now, continuing with all of this, what about the fake photo they start running at 10 o'clock last night ahead of Obama's speech? Obama gives the speech a little bit later, so newspapers didn't have time to check it right before they go to print. Suddenly a photo is given to them. It's in papers all over the world of the dead bin Laden. And then alternative media points out, hey, this photo was out 3 years ago. It's fake. And they go, oopsie. I mean, they think we're so dumb. They want to give the slaves the image of the bad guy. They run this fake photo. I mean, they've been caught red-handed. And then I've had Steve Pachinik, the number two guy under Kissinger, admit that he knew bin Laden, worked with bin Laden, coming on the air in April of 2002 saying he's dead, he's been frozen, they'll roll him out whenever they want, maybe a year, maybe 10 years, boom. And then I've got Madeleine Albright 2 years later going on TV and saying they may roll him out, he's been frozen in the election if they need him, but because she said that, they didn't. Then I have two other White House sources, high level, told me this. This is an open secret, Wayne, that he died and is frozen.
Right, and I believe he died. He died somewhere, and he hasn't been with the living for a number of years. And I've been waiting also for this time when they would make it official that he was dead, because now the number two guy in charge of Al-Qaeda, he's an American name, Adam Perlman, Jewish kid from Los Angeles. But have you heard anybody talk about who the new number two guy is?
No, stay there. I want to talk about what this signifies, why they did this. Looks like stage terror. My mind is reeling right now. It is spinning. You have within 30 minutes of the bin Laden announcement, when they were just saying Obama will make the announcement, and my phone began ringing off the hook, you have these spontaneous Democratic supporters with crisp American flags showing up in the hundreds to worship Obama, our great hardcore leader. Now you have people spontaneously reportedly putting flowers at Bush's mansion in Dallas, President Bush, worshiping him for saving us. You have basically repeats of Chalabi, the globalist front man, in the fake pull down of the Saddam statue, where the national news only showed up close. Later, photos got released. There was like 20 people around the statue, but they said hundreds of thousands are there. They pulled down the statue. Basically, we've all seen Baghdad Bob up there saying the Americans are not invading the city, as you can see explosions behind him. Our government does the same kind of stuff. They just get away with it. They never get in trouble for it. This whole thing is a giant, disgusting psyop. You notice in the last month, though, they've been, if bin Laden gets killed, Al-Qaeda's going to hit. We saw WikiLeaks put that out. AP put that out. There's 160 nukes buried in America. Totally ridiculous. That's like saying there's 160 leprechauns, at the end of rainbows. But they are really getting everybody ready with the same preparatory fear-mongering I saw before 9/11. Wayne, are they getting ready to stage new terror attacks? Taliban commander vows to avenge bin Laden in America. Now we've got to let the TSA stick their hands down six-year-old's pants, or Al-Qaeda will get us, Wayne?
Oh, well, that's what we're hearing. People are saying, well, now can we bring our troops home from Iraq and Afghanistan? Can we, get rid of the Patriot Act? They said, no, we need this stuff more now than ever, because we're going to be retaliated against by Al-Qaeda. And, I also would point out, remember Bush, he was asked about bin Laden. He said, bin Laden, I'm not worried about bin Laden. I mean, it was clear, even Bush said he wasn't even worried about this guy after a couple of years. He was an afterthought. Well, I guess the corpse would be an afterthought to the president. But I think this bin Laden is the Emmanuel Goldstein of reality, like Emmanuel Goldstein was always pointed to by Big Brother in the novel 1984. He's the enemy, and we all have to rally against the enemy. And of course, the enemy was a fake.
And so after 10 years of war coming up, now we get to feel good. The war is going to continue. Even if they hit us, so what? We're fighting them. And we see endless video of Bush on the rubble pile with his promise that we're going to come get you, dead or alive. Whoever knocked these towers down, we're coming to get you. Meanwhile, it turns out he ordered NORAD to stand down through Cheney. I mean, this is so disgusting. A way of legitimizing 10 years of empire right as the American people start to wake up to it.
Well, Alex, another thing is they're setting the stage for the 10th anniversary of 9/11 in September. And we can see it now how this is going to play out. We finally got bin Laden. And we have to remember, Bob Mueller, the head of the FBI, stated that there was no indication that bin Laden had anything to do with
it. He's not on the FBI most wanted list and never was, but a lackey who was on one of the list, he gets to hang out at the Pentagon. And we'll talk about in the last 5 minutes with you, then calls. The next little 5 minutes, we'll talk about the future of this. But I want to go out to break here. Here's a clip of Bush saying, I don't care where bin Laden is. Why do I care? Here it is.
So I don't know where he is, nor do I just don't spend that much time on him, Kelly, to be honest with you. I'm more worried about making sure that our soldiers are well supplied, that the strategy is clear, that the coalition is strong, that when we...
So there you go. It ends abruptly. So he's not worried about bin Laden. In fact, let's go out to break with that. Let's play it one more time over the music.
As a hide, if in fact he's hiding at all. Mm-hmm. So I don't know where he is. Nor do, I just don't spend that much time on him. Kelly, to be honest with you, I don't.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back live. The Atlantic and others are attacking me, Jeffrey Goldberg. The warp speed rise of deatherism. And they're quoting my interviews here with high-level globalist CFR members that Bin Laden was dead many, many years ago, 9 years ago, nine-plus years ago. And now you notice that Panetta is leaving last week, they announced, leaving the CIA to go to the Pentagon. Petraeus to fix intelligence is going to the CIA. And Panetta is the big hero. Man, they did this. They took out Bin Laden. This could not be more staged. And they're also positioning Petraeus for the presidential run. Let's talk about that. And then also the Al-Qaeda commanders. Anwar al-Awlaki, they tell us, is number two, but also number two. Is Adam Gadon, former Mr. Perlman, whose granddaddy ran the ADL. He was arrested once for beating up Muslims outside mosque. He hated him so much. But then he joined Al-Qaeda so he could be the pretext to put out videos uploaded in the same video layer as the Intel Center video, showing they're the ones putting it out. I mean, this is some bold psyops, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, Panetta, who was not really liked at the CIA, yes, this gives... puts a big feather in old Joe Camel's hat there when he goes over to the Pentagon. there's just too many things involved with this. They decided that they had to, defrost Bin Laden. And but look, nobody got an eyeball on his body. Like I say, there was nothing on NSA intercepts, and they have that area well covered, indicating there was an operation going on to get Bin Laden. Obama tried to say, well, we weren't sure, but I authorized this when we had good intelligence. I mean, who's he fooling? He doesn't tell the truth about anything. If President Obama told me it was a nice day, I'd have to, you know, put my head out the window and get my own opinion of that. But now I see that they're trying to spin this NSA story, because now they're saying what got NSA interested in that particular house was the fact there were no cell phones or any communications coming out of there like all the other houses in the area, and that's why they thought it was suspicious. So it looks like they're trying to cover themselves by saying it was a communications dead zone just in that one house that turned out to be, that's supposedly where Bin Laden was staying.
So you've got the same breakdown. I mean, I knew it as soon as I heard it last night, but today, Al-Qaeda's about to hit, give all your rights up, never mind the foreign banks looting you, the dollar dying, gas prices. We killed Bin Laden, but we got to take all your rights because they're about to retaliate.
Oh, I think so. I think this is, they're just playing everybody in this country and elsewhere. I mean, did you see Tony Blair was on there patting him? He almost broke his arm patting himself on the back. Saying this was a great thing. And I mean, you know, the liars are out in force right now because they've seen this great psyop, this great wag the dog Hollywood made feature come to the small screen. And they're just tripping over themselves, trying to praise one another and themselves.
Well, Wayne Madsen, I'm going to come back and take some calls from military folks to get their view on this. I'll try to calmly recap just all the incredible evidence of how ridiculous this is. But as Joseph Goebbels said, good, effective propaganda is simple and something that people want to buy into. And, you know, who likes Osama bin Laden? So it's, oh my gosh, he's dead. Isn't that great? This is so ridiculous, and it's also frightening. It signifies the escalation in events that we're now entering. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I think, and I agree, we may see the worst yet to come with all this noise about retaliation now. Everybody's talking about it on the corporate media.
WayneMadsenReport.com or Infowars.com. Thank you so much, Wayne, for joining us. We'll talk to you again soon.
Good to be with you, Alex.
You bet. We'll be right back with your phone calls, then Paul Watson coming up in about 20 minutes. Your phone call straight ahead and a big recap and a bunch of other news.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Paul Joseph Watson has been hot on this trail for now over 9 years of the upcoming stage rollout of the Dead Bin Laden is going to be joining us coming up in the next segment. We'll continue with calls after that. I'm about to go to your calls, but doing research now for a video we're about to put out, breaking down the evidence concisely of the hoax of the Bin Laden killing supposedly yesterday. We have Teresa Hines Carey coming out in 2003 for saying the word in Washington was he was dead and frozen. We have Walter Cronkite coming out and saying it. Then Madeleine Albright on Fox News and CNN. We have the mainstream news articles about that. We're trying to ferret out the video. I played the video at the time. It's around here somewhere. But we've got the articles with her quotes. But remember where you heard it first. Steve Pachinik, CFR member, author, and former deputy Secretary of State under Kissinger, who worked with Bin Laden, from his own words, saying he's frozen. They're going to roll him out in the future, maybe a year, maybe 10 years. Well, we now know it's almost 10. That article, the transcript, we're trying to dig out the MP3. We've saved all our shows but haven't kept very good records. If you can find the interview from the date, it's got the date of it in April 2002, over 9 years ago, Council on Foreign Relations member Stephen R. Pachinik. It's in the article, Inside Source, Bin Laden's corpse has been on ice for nearly a decade. We had General Hamid Ghul, former head of what you could call Taliban and Al-Qaeda, back when our media said they were great, on saying he believes it's a hoax. What was the exact quote? He said part of a fable, part of make-believe. Chris, Robert, Rusty, Paul, others, I really appreciate you holding. Is Andrew first, John? So Robert is first. Robert in Georgia. Robert, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Hey. Okay, so I used to work at a secret government base. It was a artillery fire base type thing. It was literally 100 yards from what they call Atomic Annie. Have you ever heard of that thing?
Tell us about it.
Atomic Annie is the only artillery fire to fire atomic missiles.
It's a frog. It's a tactical nuke. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what they were meant to do was they were going to set up a whole border upon, like, the USSR border back in the 70s, and they were just kind of fire these things like mad.
It's to knock out the 10-to-1 superiority of the Russian armor.
Basically, yeah, yeah. It was
I mean, I know what the artillery fired nukes are. I had forgotten the name Atomic Andy. Yes, I know about it. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, it's the only one that's still on display. It's on display. Like, okay. So, anyways, we had been holding tactical fire defenses against the Eastern Asian period for a long time, and also against the equator. And there's a lot of Pakistan was one of our main targets. We used to practice every single day shooting down Pakistan with nukes. And that's just once I saw it come out today. I mean, Bush had this thing lined up, and he gave it up because he did the whole mission accomplished thing, and he kind of put egg on his face. So,
well, that's what Hamid Ghul said. He said that it looks like they're creeping towards a full-out attack and snatching the nukes of Pakistan because Saudi Arabia has been running to them for help. And I'm telling you, folks, this is World War III type developments that are lining up. Anything else that you'd like to add, sir?
India and Pakistan are two opposing nations, and we have taken the side of India, and we are going to take the side of India, and so that means we're gonna go all out. So
I appreciate your call. Yeah, those two have been on the verge of war with each other. I could tell you didn't like talking about classified things, but really none of that's a secret. I just wasn't aware they were planning to use artillery. I've seen the footage of out in Nevada, them testing the big artillery firing nukes, and you see the big rail-loaded artillery. It's on rail fire. It recoils hundreds of feet. Boom, rolls back, and then you wait a few seconds, and you see mushroom cloud 5 miles away. Very powerful. All right, let's Davy Crockett's and all the rest of them. That's a two-man team weapon. Let's go ahead, and I wanted to go to Rusty, but he just hung up. Toll-free number for military and others to give us their take on this, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. If you buy all this, if you think they killed bin Laden and the dollar saved, you love Obama now, the bankers are good, Federal Reserve's fine, nothing to worry about, the wars are great, they killed him, you know, it's Miller time, I'd like to hear from you as well. 800-259-9231. Or if you don't like him putting out a fake photo of him dead last night knowingly and feel like that's suspicious, or them not showing you the body suspicious, or all these top people 6, 7, 8, 9 years ago coming out saying he was on ice, it was staged. But see, you thought it'd be Bush doing it for political purposes. These people work for the same corporate interest. Obama, Bush, it's all staged. Remember Bush saying, I like Obama, after he was leaving office. He was president-elect still. Or are currently in, but President-elect Obama was about to come in. And he's like, he won't complain when the depression hits and everything bad happens. He won't say, oh, poor me. Remember that clip? It's all a big joke, and I'm not going to be suckered by it. Paul in Texas, you're on the air.
What about the fact that they say that they had the intel 9 months ago on this compound? Osama bin Laden is supposedly the one who killed, thousands in the Trade Center. Yet he's in the same location for over 9 months. It sounds like a guy who's, you know, really worried about getting caught, as opposed to someone like Saddam Hussein, who supposedly didn't sleep in the same place, you know, in the same night that he'd sleep there in one.
Well, that's right. And Pakistan is overrun. In fact, I was reading that in the AP. In fact, I'll try to dig it out. Or you guys search it, because I'll never find it in the 50 or so articles. Search attack on bin Laden compound called off 9 months ago, because I did read that. And they also said a month ago they were going to bomb it with a whole bunch of stealth bombers with 2,000-pound bombs, but they didn't want to hurt people in nearby buildings. They have an open policy if we can kill hundreds of innocent people to kill one bad guy. But, oh, to get bin Laden, we didn't want to hurt the neighbors. I mean, does anyone, exactly, 9 months on the edge of a major city, military bases all around it, and nobody knew Osama bin Laden. Folks, I've been with movie stars in Austin, Texas, in California, in other areas, just because, you know, they call up, they want me to come visit with them. We become friends, they come visit me, whatever. And people notice them through tinted windows. They decide to go in a gas station to use the bathroom. By the time they come back out and you're pumping gas, 20 cars are there. There's nobody with more, you know, visual globally known, except for like a George Bush, a Barack Obama, a Elvis, Osama bin Laden. I mean, does anyone believe this? And then he kept putting out addresses in the same turban, the same beard. So they make us believe he hadn't gotten plastic surgery. But then those are fake. They then admit that stuff is from 99-2000 recut, or it's fake. And then they admit it's fake. They admittedly lie to us constantly and say they killed him 9 times. What do you say to that, Paul?
That's ridiculous. It just goes into, if you're really trying to elude and evade capture, are you really going to stay in the same place for 9 months? Or are you going to be, you know, are you going to be constantly moving?
He would have a nose job. He would be wearing Western clothes. He would look nothing like it. He'd wear blue contacts. He'd have his ears fixed. This is what the CIA does. It's asinine. A 6'4", 6'6". Look up how tall he is. That's big for the, you know, those folks. Giant guy who can, oh man, I'm sorry, sir. Anything else?
Yeah. What about Donald Trump or Trump Holdings and the purchase of Blackwater? Have you heard anything about that?
No, but I mean, Donald Trump is as dirty as speaking of bathrooms, as a side of the road, 7-Eleven bathroom. I mean, I just don't know what. I mean, it's all about the hype. I tried to go see his address and turned it on, and it was The Apprentice that I'd never seen, with all these people posing and acting weird, and then the president cuts in. It's all theater. I appreciate your call. It is all 100% theater. We're going to go to break and come back with Paul Joseph Watson with Key Intel Breakdown from PrisonPlanet.com. Eric in Virginia, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? Long-time listener, first-time caller. I just wanted to call in and say, I'm ex-Army. I remember about a month after 9/11 occurred, I was sent to Pakistan, and our mission was to provide support for the CIA who were operating the drone planes. And now I'm looking at news articles and on CNN and C-SPAN, and they're suggesting that, oh, well, Pakistan was hiding Osama bin Laden. You know, they're assisting in him trying not to be captured. And I just think that's bogus, because the whole time I was there, that was the whole mission, was to find him within Pakistan.
And Pakistan was helping you, because I've talked to other soldiers, but they said that they would tell you, you're in an area U.S. troops have never been. There'd be graffiti, MREs, shell casings laying around, then you'd meet buddies later who'd been there a month before. It was all part of a media show. Is that your take?
Well, yeah, of course. It's definitely my take. They definitely manipulate everything through the media. Another thing, too, while I was there providing support, we would do things as far as burning trash and burning waste that we produced while we were there. And we worked side by side with Pakistani soldiers. And there's a big misconception out there saying, oh, the Muslim religion, they don't want you to see their wives. They want to cover them up. Well, these guys were about my age, early 20s, and they were eager to show me their wife. They were really eager into knowing about American culture. And the whole misconception of this is bogus.
No, it is. They bring in the radical Muslims to kick out the non-radicals. That's the whole plan. Look what they're doing to Gaddafi with al-Qaeda right now.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding.
All right, Paul Watson for the balance of the hour. We'll also go to Don in Germany, Matt in Arizona, and other current or former military who've dealt with the Islamic jihadis and their take on this whole situation. None of them are buying it. If you're military and you do buy it, 800-259-9231. You're driving down the road, you think I'm a hardcore commie because I'm for the Second Amendment, I'm against the open borders, I'm anti-New World Order, and I don't buy any of this bin Laden killed yesterday baloney. I don't buy the fake photo they put out and later admit it was fake. I don't buy the buried at sea. I've got all the inside intel sources, some of them public, highest level of government, telling me this was fake 9 years ago. Yeah, you better believe I don't buy it. But here's another issue. Last week, within hours of the birth certificate, the long form coming out, we had our Photoshop experts look at it. Yes, we know in the particular program that we were in, that it separates layers out. That's not our point. We mentioned that, and that the computer saw the faked areas, the faked letters for itself, and now a lot of other digital experts, 4 or 5 days later, are figuring this out. Our video now has close to 600,000 views with the proof that it's a fraud. Here's WorldNet Daily. Online birth certificate document was changed, and basically what you find is there are typewritten letters. And with a typewriter, every letter is different because the ink, even though the metal stamper is the same, the way the ink is applied and is laid down, the way you hit the key, how much ink it had, the way it slaps the paper, where the paper is in its roll, is the paper lined up properly? Everyone is unique, like a snowflake, the way it stamps and splatters. These have been blown up, like we said last week, and there are letters that are identical in different lines from the supposed same typewriter. That's impossible. The pixels are identical. It's fake. Okay? And it's just common sense. Then we blow up the birth certificate, the one the White House put out. Now there's two other versions of the same thing, but with different stamps and things on it. I mean, this is meant to be a debate. This is meant to be a distraction. Because they don't want it debated too long. The more time goes by, the more folks don't buy it. So you were on to the next hoax, which has bin Laden killed. And by the time that info comes out that it's a hoax, there'll be the next hoax. This is high-tech psyop. But it was designed to get a debate going and then discredit those that were trying to expose the fraud. But the areas that have been altered don't have pixels that are have artifacts because it's new and high-res. The areas that are the original photo scan have the pixels everywhere. So you can see it, even in its native layers, that it's different areas that have been doctored. It was done very shoddily. And now WorldNet Daily says computer document expert who analyzed online images of Barack's purported certificate of live birth for WorldNet Daily confirmed there are anomalies inconsistent with simple scanning process, and there is evidence that it's been manipulated, but there's no way to determine exactly what may have been modified. Not true. Just listen. With typewriters, you don't have the exact same pixel layout per word, per letter, okay? Because it goes off the gradient color, and that's what affects. The point is, it's a fraud. All right, let's go to Watson. We're going to break here in a minute, Watson, but give us a... I've been all over the map. I'm so overwhelmed by this. What's your bottom line take on this incredible Bin Laden hoax? Why they're releasing it now, as I predicted last night, hyping incredible terrorists coming out of this. This is incredible.
Well, Alex, I don't understand why everybody is celebrating when our great ally is dead. I mean, we're supporting Al-Qaeda in Libya. We're supporting them overthrow the government in Iran. We supported Bin Laden in Serbia and Kosovo in the 90s. We supported Bin Laden in the 80s. He's been very helpful to the U.S. military-industrial complex in the wanton slaughter of innocent people in broken-back third-world countries. And those people that are now celebrating his death are tending to forget that great contribution that Osama bin Laden made as an ally to the U.S. military-industrial complex. So I'm baffled as to why people are happy that he's dead when he's been of such great use over the past three decades.
And remember Bandar Bush a few months after 9/11 on Larry King Live, the U.S. ambassador from Saudi Arabia, their ambassador here. King talked bad about bin Laden, and he said, don't talk bad about him. He's a great hero. That's because there was the dual propaganda over there. They were saying he was good, but it wasn't polite to point out that Saudi Arabia was saying how great he was and that he's admittedly CIA. The good news is this has all gone mega viral. We didn't just go to bed last night at midnight when all this was happening. We stayed up much of the night and got the intel out. Great job to you, Kurt Nimmo, Jaron Nyhard, myself. Absolutely knocked it out of the park. My wife was helping last night. Remember on May 25th, 2010, the Washington Post basically just let it slip out like you do kind of quietly in church to hope nobody notices the foul little gaseous dropping the CIA made fake bin Laden videos for the American people. Didn't matter, all those university heads and experts and linguists had looked at the video, studied the voice. They were all fake, or they were old videos re-edited. I could just look and go, that's the same video, the same jacket. He never ages. Well, now they just admit it's all fake. Fake photo yesterday issued in all the newspapers, TV. Then later, it is fake when folks pointed it out. But it doesn't matter. It feels good to see it. And people, the general public, will always think that was real. In fact, there are still news outlets out there reporting that's the photo. You can't see the body. It's been thrown in the ocean. If you go back to habeas corpus, it wasn't just if you're going to arrest you for murder, they need to find the body to say you committed murder. Show us the corpse, habeas corpus. That also was for the king. If he said, letter of marque, go out and find this highwayman, this thief, dead or alive, 30 pounds, dead or alive, and you had to bring in the dead body. In fact, if somebody had run to Europe 1,000 miles away, they generally wouldn't pay for it unless you had the body shipped, even if it was rotten. So what they would a lot of times would do would chop the head off and put it in a bag of salt and then just rush back, because you could get huge bounties for getting traitors or criminals. Habeas corpus, show us the corpse. Produce the corpse. Bring forward the corpse. But we don't get to have the corpse, do we? No, we don't. It's so convenient. He now joins the mythical Elvis all the other famed people that have been kidnapped by flying saucers. But don't worry, the Al-Qaeda is going to hit us and hit us hard. And there's nukes buried in America. And watching Obama's body language, we have Panetta leaving the CIA to go to defense. We have Petraeus the two P's, the PP, leaving and going. So Petraeus is leaving defense as the general and going over to CIA, and Panetta's going from CIA over to defense, the reshuffling so they can fix intelligence better. And it's positioning Petraeus as the big hero, the guy that got bin Laden. Man, he can get it done when he isn't feigning. And he's a big CFR laureate and big globalist, pro-one world government, anti-gun. Republicans will vote for him in a minute. You got bin Laden, here's my gun. My dollar's devalued, gas is going to be $7 a gallon, but Petraeus got tough. That's all that matters in America. Watson, how big is it that Walter Cronkite, Heinz Kerry, Madeleine Albright went on TV and said they've got the body frozen. This is right before the election. After we first in 2002, from White House sources, two of them secret, one of them public, Steve Pachenik, former deputy under Kissinger, who knew bin Laden, coming out and saying it was all fake, he was frozen, that they would roll it out. I mean, this is a big public secret in Washington. And now they've done this. It shows how desperate they are. Watson, you've got the floor because I want to get to some calls coming up too. Full spectrum, what are the key points here?
Well, in relation to what you were just talking about, we reported that they had him on ice. It started to come out. You had top intelligence professionals, respected ones, saying that that was the case. And then Democrats, just before the 2004 election, started making a big stink about it. So literally 3 days before the election, they wheeled out the next best thing, which was this videotape of bin Laden basically dissing Bush. Of course, it gave Bush the 3 or 4 percentage points he needed to overturn Kerry and win the election. And it was this bin Laden with a dyed beard, as if that would ever happen. And so they chose the next best thing. So they had the opportunity to do it then, and they probably pulled back from it because there were so many Democrats making such a big stink about it. So that's why he's been on ice for that long. In relation to the phony image that we were talking about earlier, it was confirmed as a hoax. I wrote an article immediately saying this is a hoax. Why is it on the top of the Daily Mail website? Why is it on the top of the London Telegraph website? Why is it being played across the Middle East? And indeed, The Guardian, on their own live blog last night in the early hours of the morning, was speculating whether it was real or fake. And then today, they have the nerve to come out and blame, quote, conspiracy theorists for circulating this image as a genuine picture of the dead bin Laden. And by the term conspiracy theorists, they basically mean us. When we were there right at the very start saying it was a hoax, when all the mainstream media were saying this is a picture of dead bin Laden.
But it shows their hatred of their listeners and viewers and readers, how they treat them with total contempt. And now they're saying that it was kill, not captured, no prisoners taken, because whatever poor guy they had in there. It turns out that the White House was doing drills. Jerry Bruckheimer, we know, with the saving the private in Iraq, that they ran drills of that, and that was scripted, and that nobody was resisting, and that the area had been safe for 2 days, and they knew that it was safe, so they did like a scripting event. This could have been some poor guy thinking he was part of some script. Then they send the forces in to kill him, believing they killed bin Laden. I mean, that's how globalists do that a lot. Oh, you're part of a drill. Get on these airplanes. Nerve gas is released. They're remote controlled. You're part of a drill. Go on board these buses or trains. Now, they've been caught doing that. Or MI6 dressed up like Al-Qaeda guys with big beards running around shooting police and stuff in Basra. They got caught. Folks, don't forget all of this. I mean, they do this over and over again. It's like if you have a neighbor that always lies, always cheats, always steals, you don't give them the keys to your safety deposit box and your car and your house. Here's more. U.S. carried out operation at my discretion. Obama's a tough, big, great man, isn't he? Boy, we got to love him. Official, bin Laden given religious funeral before sea burial. Give me a break. Mission was to kill, not capture. No prisoners taken. That's the way the Russians do it when they stage an event. They just go in and kill a bunch of people and say they were in there. The White House is now debating releasing a photo. I thought they already had the photo of the corpse. I mean, why would they have to release the photo of the corpse? Because people for a few hours were kind of attaboy, boy, it feels good, we got them. But a lot of people go, wait a minute, something's going on here. Paul, I think this is going to blow up in their face unless they hurry up and stage their terror attack.
Well, that's the whole point about it. Basically, they've wheeled out the words of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who, because he's been tortured until kingdom come for the past 5 years, and basically admits to being, you know, Jack the Ripper, the gunman on the grassy knoll, and the Grinch who stole Christmas and everything else under the sun. He was supposedly planning to attack buildings in the US before they even existed. He's the one that led them to the location of Bin Laden, and now he's the one from these WikiLeaks documents, again, WikiLeaks backing up the US military industrial complex, as they routinely do, just a few days ago, coming out and saying that there's going to be this nuclear holocaust if Bin Laden is captured. And it's all about terror fear-mongering. Now you've got the increased bag patrols in the metro, the subway station.
Oh, yeah, the war on terror is not ending. People are like, can I not have you grab my crotch? Can I have shampoo? And they're like, oh, no, WikiLeaks, Al-Qaeda to unleash nuclear hellstorm of Osama killed. Sun, worst is yet to come. Bin Laden, protected by Pakistani security. Fear, security tightened at New York airports, Times Square, World Trade Center. It's so scary. Napolitano, heightened state of vigilance. U.S. issues, worldwide travel alert. Chemical biological response teams pulled and recalled from Japan. Oh, it's so scary. Taliban commander vows to avenge death. U.S. faces broad terror attack. Report, Pakistani intelligence agents on site during raid, unclear who fired fatal shot. Report, DNA testing confirms Bin Laden's death and that the world is flat. White House, 99.9% sure he's dead. Pentagon, wife identified him by name during raid. Oh, yes, it's all real. So they're just there telling us it's real. Oh, it's real. It's real. Believe us. Believe us. And now we're not worried about the banks imploding our system. We're not worried about the dollar plunging or gas prices. I mean, good job, military. You got them. Now let us take your pension funds. I'm sorry, Paul. Go ahead.
Well, you mentioned the ABC News story, and I mean, they call us conspiracy theorists. This thing about the US chemical biological experts being withdrawn from Japan as if it's some kind of response to the deadly nuclear Al-Qaeda holocaust that's coming. Those people were withdrawn days ago at the request of the Japanese government because the Japanese government said they didn't need them.
All so ABC,
yeah, ABC News has baselessly connected it to the Bin Laden story to craft this hoax to strike the fear of God into people that they expect, you know, nuclear chemical biological attacks. There's no connection whatsoever. And they're also trotting out Anwar al-Awlaki, the CIA lackey, as the new Bin Laden.
And no reality is connected to this. He's admitted CIA, admittedly trained, runs all the major patsy attacks, and it's like, I'm on major talk shows, and a month ago they were ready to talk about it. A week ago, now they're like, yeah, I know he's at the Pentagon, but still, Al-Qaeda's real. This is so great we killed Bin Laden. I'm like, reality, reality, wake up.
I think they've come to the point where they've been lied to so much that it kind of
they like
depresses.
It.
Yeah, I mean, they want to believe the lie because they've just been so, you know, bathed in this deception.
Well, no, I mean, there are some women that like men that knock their teeth out and break their nose. There's a big movement in the U.S. and worldwide where men and women are chopping their arms and legs off, and they have their arms and legs chopped off more and more because they've always got to get trendier than the other, and then they live in a box in a diaper. Folks, I'm not joking. Documentary's been made about this. And then the other person tends for you, and you have no arms and legs. You got to go to Mexico to have it done. And then your lover, in quotes, keeps you in the box. And so, yeah, I mean, in a way, that's what this, people kind of like it. You know, they kind of like being conned. It's kind of fun, isn't it?
It's Stockholm syndrome. They like their captor. They like the person doing the brainwashing. And it's funny that we had this big fake patriotic fervor in the UK a few days ago with, you know, Union Jacks everywhere outside people's houses. Of course, they didn't put them up at any other time because they get called racist. And then you've got this massive fake patriotic fervor today with these George Washington University College kids that just miraculously turned up on the White House lawn minutes after the announcement.
With crisp American flags.
Made by slaves in China.
Totally staged, just like in Iraq when they pulled the statue down. They said hundreds of thousands did it. And we finally got camera shots that were wide. It was like 40, 50 people maybe. And it was Pachauri. Or not Pachauri, he's the UN scammer. Who's the big U.S. guy they sent in? Chalabi. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and so you've got this big fake celebration when these people in reality are only celebrating another chapter in the collapse of the United States as a global empire and a global superpower. Because as Hamid Gul was warning in the last hour when you spoke to him, this only has the potential to lead to more war and more bloodshed in the Middle East. I mean, Bin Laden, as I wrote my article today, was a very useful boogeyman in life, but in death, you know, the propaganda value will only be intensified because it's P2OG rearing its head once again. It's about killing terrorist leaders to then provoke more terrorist attacks, which is exactly now what they're telling us will happen. And we're told that the United States invaded Afghanistan because that was where Bin Laden was being harbored. Now that Bin Laden's finally dead, does that mean that Obama will move to pull the troops out of Afghanistan? As he said earlier, does it mean that we're not going to get TSA sticking hands down six-year-old pants? As Michael Moore asks today on his website, does this mean that we can have shampoo in our carry-on bags going into the airport? No, it doesn't mean any of that. It means the wars are going to be intensified because now they're going to use any terrorist attacks that come as a result of this, whether real or contrived, as a further justification to go after Syria and to legitimize the airstrikes, the bombings, the killing, the murders of little kids in Libya as well.
Yes, so, and they're saying, hey, look, we did this for 10 years, but it paid off. Sit down, shut up and take it. Hey, but the CIA ships the drugs in. Shut up. Hey, the foreign banks are abusing us. Shut up. We killed Bin Laden. We're your protectors. Oh, it's sick. Go ahead.
No, I mean, exactly. And it's just about another big worship of the government, just like we had last week in the UK, and now you're having it there. And every other issue, the fact that the dollar's collapsing, that they're murdering little kids in Libya, that China is by 2016 going to be the new global superpower, coincidentally because it doesn't spend all its money on bombing broken back third world countries. That's all shoved to one side, and the nation gets to have this big fake pep rally over Osama bin Laden's iced corpse being thawed out 10 years after he's already died. So it's just a big sideshow. It's another fake. It's another phony. And it was based in the very first hours on this fake backdrop of this hoax image that all the mainstream media outlets reported as genuine. And then when it became confirmed that it was a hoax, blame it on the conspiracy theorists. And now there are more articles coming out. You mentioned one earlier on out of the Atlantic, lambasting the conspiracy theorists for daring
and notice
to say that
he wouldn't link to our actual articles that have the transcripts with the former number two person at the State Department saying he was frozen and it was all fake 9 years ago. No, they link to a quote Cheech and Chong forum, and you go there and it's not really our evidence. It's their stuff to make it look like we're crazy weed heads.
Well, yeah, it's just like the London Guardian blamed it on conspiracy theorists, and yet they provided no source for what conspiracy theorists said that the hoax Bin Laden dead image was real when they were all saying it was fake, as the mainstream media was saying it was real. So again, it's la-la land. It's black is white, up is down. And it's the propaganda's only going to get more intense in the coming days because they need to use this to legitimize the wars in the Middle East and the attack on Libya.
I was doing an interview Saturday with some folks we brought into town for upcoming film, and I called my wife Saturday, and I said, drive really safe today, be really safe. I said, sometimes it's a big global event or it's an individual event. I normally can't put my finger on it, but everybody's got intuition. But I said, I'm having feelings of dread that something big, and she's like, what do you think it is? I said, probably war. I mean, I have just really been having feelings of dread, folks, and I'm not the type of person that does. I mean, I'm pretty optimistic. I understand who the globalists are. I've got courage. I'm in their face. I have just been having intense feelings of dread. And I told people in the office, you know, I said, I'm having, in fact, we ought to call Dew in here in the next break. We were in there eating barbecue in between shooting breaks. And I was just, man, I'm having dread. I'm having bad dread. I said, can you feel it? Something big's coming. And folks, this Bin Laden thing only signifies the beginning. They could be getting a nuke ready right now. I mean, to kill a million Americans. And then the public is going to fall down and worship the TSA. They're going to worship the Federal Reserve. They're going to worship it all. Paul Watson, thank you so much for joining us. We'll come back and make some key points, take a few final calls. I'm doing 5 minutes into overdrive so I can go to these callers that are patiently holding, and I appreciate you holding while Watson was on. Who's up first out of all these callers? It'd be Don in Germany, Matt and others, or who? Okay, we're going to go to Matt in Arizona and others here in just a moment. My friends, this signifies the recklessness of the globalists, that they would put out a known fake long form that now mainline analysts are looking at and are saying, yes, this has been altered. We don't know why. I mean, they could create a whole cloth fake one better than this, because it's designed to get us fighting with each other, and then they move on to the next thing. It's a military tactic to confuse us. The globalists study military and psychological warfare systems. 90% of military operations are psychological warfare. And now with this Bin Laden thing, it doesn't matter if it's ridiculous. It doesn't matter if it's crazy. It doesn't matter how obvious it is. And the globalists have a philosophy of believing there's too many people. And most mainline yuppies are taught this in college. And if you ask them, are there too many people, should we get rid of them? They say, yeah. And you go, well, that's Nazi. And they go, well, okay. But they feel like they're part of the system, so it's not going to happen to them. See, they're delusional. But please go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Go into the featured news archive at the bottom of the featured news story block and look at all the articles we wrote last night, today. We're posting and writing so many articles with so many facets. It's moving every hour. You know, the main news is going off the front page. And there's so much intel there. Get it out to everyone, because they are clearly testing the public. And this is the most important thing I've said today, and I meant to say it for the whole last 3 hours and just got so busy with other minutiae I didn't get to it. This is the number one thing I want to say right now. Please listen to me. It was as if Glenn Beck was speaking last night when Obama spoke. It was as if George W. Bush. It was pure propaganda, the 9/12 type deal. Let's remember the unity and the anger and the mindlessness and the giving up the thought process and saying, I want to give my rights up. Let's remember how we felt the day after 9/11. Well, that's what Bush says. That's what Glenn Beck says. That's what Obama says. Yeah, get into that war fever. Get into that war mode, because they're getting us geared up for more wars. They've launched these attacks in Libya. They're blowing up orphanages. They're killing people's families. They're running Al-Qaeda in there. And they need to have Obama be able to look like he's anti-Al-Qaeda right now, because the myth of Al-Qaeda was broken as it was in the L.A. Times, New York Times, that, yeah, Al-Qaeda is good and bad. And the group we're working with, they're good. And that's what Henry Kissinger went crazy at that trilateral commission meeting. Remember 2 weeks ago we covered this, or a week and a half ago? I mean, they are upset. Their whole fake system is falling in. The Pakistanis are saying, get out of here. Stop the drone attacks. We're done. Oh, we caught Bin Laden. Oh, Al-Qaeda's going to hit us everywhere now. A guy we've been torturing for 8 years says so. I mean, do you really believe 160 nukes are buried? Do you believe any of this? The U.S. and British media, they put out fake Bin Laden photos, say it's real. We come out in the middle of the night with an article saying it's not, and they come out and say, you guys put out the fake photo. We're like, no, you clearly did. They just want to confuse everybody until people just finally go, I don't know what the truth is anymore. I know the globalists lie even when it suits them, because they don't ever want to tell the truth, because if they ever tell the truth, that might start creating that instinct in them. It's so easy to tell the truth. It's so easy to go with the info you really have and with your gut and with the research instead of having to lie and then think about what you said before. My job is so easy to just sit here and tell the truth. And we've been right on every front, and it's more important than ever because our bandwidth expenses, the staff, the crew, I'm trying to up the size of our crew. We couldn't have done any of this without your help. Buy the books, buy the videos, buy the DVDs, buy the t-shirts, get the bumper stickers, get it all at InfoWars.com. Support us today. Back in 1 minute with a couple phone calls, and we're ending transmission, but I'll still be on the web. You know, you notice that you had all these college kids, and they look like little kids, I guess they're adults, running around waving their American flags, part of a staged event within minutes of the announcement that their king, their emperor, would be announcing that he had defeated the evil demon Osama bin Laden. Just like so many other staged events. But you know, pro-war, anti-war, any group that tries to protest without a permit is arrested and beaten outside the White House. But not this. No, not this event. I mean, it's the end of America. It's the globalists attack us. They blame it on their patsy terrorist. Then they kill the patsy terrorist in fantasy land. And reality and fantasy are just blurring now. And a lot of people can't tell the difference. Matt in Arizona, you're on the air.
What's going on?
Worldwide.
I just want to discuss one thing. The PSYOP that I've seen through my military career. Been in the military for 10 years, and I've seen it evolve. When I first went in the military, my first awakening to it, we were told by our command that we were to tell our families that the war on terror was progressing well, and that we were taking out all these, you know, essentially enemy leaders, which is completely untrue. And I didn't understand. I was naive at the time.
Yeah, every time they capture them, they let them go. Sorry, go ahead.
You're right. I saw it firsthand. I didn't understand it, and part of me didn't believe it, so I went along with it. And gradually, as my military career went on, and I came back home, and I saw the hatred, just the absolute hatred and passion that my friends and family had toward these ghosts, these people that basically don't exist, that harm us, you know, and the people who are harming us, we're letting them do it. Absolutely letting them do it.
Yeah.
So it just, I had a hard time fathoming it. And as times progressed, and I live in Tucson, and I watched the whole thing with Jared Loughner, and I watched that hatred just build and build. And then last night, my wife calls me into the other room, tells me, Bin Laden's dead. I look at her, I said, bull.
Yeah.
That's staged. And she, I love my wife, and she's an extremely intelligent woman, but she buys it.
Well, people get caught up in the event. Humans that are even highly intelligent get into a mob psychology because 10,000 years ago, if a group of saber-toothed cats came over or another tribe about to kill you and take your land and your kids, you got together in mob psychology. Thinking's over. It's clobbering time, as the thing says. So we're designed. I just got chills. We're designed to turn off the thinking. So your wife was turning it off. The scary devil had been defeated by our warriors, and she was a booga hooga 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 hooga. I mean, it was time to, I mean, that's what that is. Like, you know, like dogs. I mean, that's why you don't run from a dog, because it goes into instinct to chase you. And so it's just like prey running. You know, your wife's like, we have defeated the, you know, him, Fred Flintstone. And you're like, okay, Betty, but see, you are in an advanced level of being a staying conscious, and you've seen the propaganda, and then you see her and all the good old boys calling in going, I'm walking tall today. America's back. No, America's been seized by foreign evil banks. And until you get scientific about this, we have no future. And your wife will wake up later. But it's like when my girlfriend at the time, now my wife, lit candles on 9/11 for the dead. I said, honey, we care about the dead. That's why we're going to get their real murderers. Don't be part of that public display that will give power to the globalists to launch these wars and take our liberties. And she got really mad at me. But about a year later, she apologized. She said, now I see. And I said, that's right. You say a prayer for those dead people in your heart. And you fight for their real memory, that the real criminals that murdered them be brought to justice. Don't put red, white, and blue candles out on the front, buying into the mass fake psychology. It's like this. When the Nazis said that the Poles attacked them, it wasn't true. Germans put their Nazi flags out. You know, oh, the Poles got us. We're going to get them. Well, later we learned the Poles didn't attack Germany. You see? And so you don't want to be a chump. Great point. So you've seen this progress. We're out of time. You're an amazing caller. I'm going to try to just take more calls tomorrow. I may do emergency live broadcast on video at prisonplanet.tv or audio stream. Sorry to all the other callers, but I'm going to attempt to take a boatload of calls. Call me back tomorrow, okay? Promise me that you'll try to get in, Matt and Jonathan. I want to hear more from you about that progression. Stop being conned. Stop being manipulated. Stand up. Tell the truth. Be conscious. And then, once you know the truth scientifically, then turn on your animal power. Make the conscious decision to know the truth, and then use your energy.